Saturday Night Virus begins now.
This is as disorganized as it comes.
Women's power is in your fear of whatever they're going to do.
Black Phillip.
Fat-tongued mongoloid.
Love, doctor.
I told my girl she's the fourth most important thing in my life.
So sensitive.
It was me, my career,
family,
my mother, and then her.
Smooth as silk.
She only thinks she knows shit because I tell her shit.
Keeping your pimp hands strong.
I think my girl in my life is worth five bitches now.
Request.
I think I don't give white people enough love on this show.
Gotta take a little time.
Look at that. See how white people look at that. Come on. There's some white people hanging around. See?
They're singing it
already. I'm with you. You think I'm not with y'all guys? Keep that shit going, man. Turn it up for them, man. Because they're probably sitting there. They're in the house on a Saturday. It's kind of chilly on the East Coast. I don't know what it's like in Ohio or fucking L.A., but a lot of white people listen to me.
Powerful.
So what is this song? Is this like a... Now, you gotta make me familiar. Is this a suicide white song? Is this a make love?
Broke up? No, this is a whiny one. You have to wait for the hook to come in.
All right, let me hear what this motherfucker's saying.
Is the computer plugged in?
She's love shine?
Yeah.
Fucking faggot. Start it over. Let me listen to the words, man. Hold the fuck up, man. I'm sorry. I'll introduce the show in a second. Turn this shit. Let me hear what this pussy-ass nigga's saying. And who sings this anyway?
I can't remember offhand.
The Police?
No, it's Foreigner.
Foreigner.
It should be.
It's old.
It should be a Foreigner. It should be an Indian guy singing this. Okay, it can take a little time.
A little time to think things over.
He's having trouble. And this is popular.
I need it when I'm older.
I know this.
So when this came
was a
out,
hit.
I knew this.
This is a hit.
Feel the power.
What's that? That's the
power. The emotion.
That's the... What is that? To me, that sounds like him trying not to punch in the face.
That's the world upon his shoulder sound.
Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder.
Wait a minute.
In my life, there's been heartache and pain.
Danny, cue up, bitch, better have my money. keep playing that, but just cue it up. I'm sorry, white folks. And some black folks, by the way, because Dante's...
I know this song.
And Kath is in love, too. She was pinching her own nipples. Get to the hook.
There's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it. Can't stop now.
Hey, faggot, sing.
I wanna know what love is.
Fucking pussy motherfucker.
You gotta wave your arm.
I want you to show me.
You bunch of sellouts. I don't know. I can shoot any nigga that knows this song. I should shoot myself too, though, to be honest.
You was on key too, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Turn that shit up. Now listen to this one.
It ain't nothing
like fat pussy on my dick. Hold on, rewind it.
Oh my God.
Let's listen to the profoundness. I want to know what love is. This pussy ass nigga. Put AMG on, Jack. Go, put that shit on, Danny.
Bitch better have my money.
Hey, it's very clear. It ain't
no metaphors.
You know what this song's about already. You don't have to hear no clouds. It ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick. Word to the motherfucking DJ quick. And it goes like dominoes slapping balls. MGs on the motherfucking microphone. Dick bitch, nothing more than nothing less. You got a C note hoe? You can take the test. Some red brick, fat titties, and lots of back. You got the woody, and I got the axe. I'm no joke when I stroke for a client. Bitches need dick, so they buying it. G with the high top fade. Open up your coach bag, bitch, so I can get paid. Bitch, eat your Wheaties, cause I don't pause. Ain't a damn thing funny.
Bitch, better have my money.
I don't charge by the inch, I charge by the foot.
Think I'm lying, bitch, here, take a look.
The nigga pull his dick out. Here's my card.
Call me.
You look like you ain't been fucked in a while. Pick up the motherfucking phone and down and have your money. This nigga gets paid the fuck.
Stick like a new jack, bitch. So?
Bitch better have my money. Come on, everybody.
Nobody knows
no
the word.
No one knows me. Hold on, turn it down some, Danny. Oh, shit. I got you. Got
yeah, I love it.
Come on, nigga.
Choose
your position pronto. You're on the clock. You can suck the diggity dick, but I'm going to charge you a knot. Bring your ass on over and touch
dick.
Your toes. Roll your breath because I'm going to hold my nose. This dick of mine ain't friendly, baby. Will it hurt you? Probably, because I'm 19 years old. I fuck hot pussy until it's cold. That nigga's killing ass, nigga.
Yeah, that's a love
song. I'm 37.
Song.
I can't fuck pussy till it gets cold, nigga. I fuck hot pussy till I say, all right, bitch, let me jerk off. Lick my nipples.
Till it's lukewarm.
I fuck hot pussy till it's lukewarm. Oh, shit. All right, Danny, man. Oh, today is White People Love Song Day. I just got to put my...
Aw.
Shut up, bitch. Let me see. Let me tell you something, Karis. I'm already anti-Karis.
What?
Just to even start the show.
I didn't do anything yet.
Well, let me welcome the callers and welcome the listeners and welcome everybody to the Black Phillip Show. Everybody, thank you for coming. Our once-a-month program.
Once a month.
Some motherfuckers seem to think that, hey, move on, man. Talk about something else. Talk about what? What you want to talk about? Today's news, huh? The fucking goofy English Marines or whatever the fuck got let go. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about that? Why? When there's so many people in pain.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? So many people in pain. And when I say people, I'm trying to include women, but I really mean so many men.
In pain.
In pain. Like women's pain. Okay, y'all have God pain. You have.
Period.
Periods. Pregnancy.
Yeah.
Well, not actually the pregnancy,
birth.
But the actual baby coming out the vagina.
Anal sex.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
No.
What?
Because it's pleasurable.
Because it's a pleasurable kind of pain. And it hurts your dick, too, when the rim, especially if the bitch got a little hair on the ass, if the helmet gets caught wrong.
You did not.
And it's not lubed enough, it can hurt you.
That's right.
Do you understand what
it's
I'm
like
saying?
It's like fucking a cheese grater.
Yeah, it's not
what?
Good. Okay. Then you got things like rape. That's terrible. Yeah, right. Unless that is
could be consensual.
One of those
fantasies.
Those things that like ass fucking.
But even then that's a consensual thing if it's a fantasy.
You're right. You have rape fantasies?
Yes.
I have being taken fantasies.
Okay, let's just figure out what that means. Does that mean rape?
Well, no, because it's still technically consensual in my head.
You're being technical, but being taken?
Okay, then, I guess.
Yes or no?
By some masked nigga in a dark room?
Yes or no?
Yes!
You have rape fantasies.
But no!
And what is your rape fantasy? Like
I'm not telling you.
Is it a white guy?
Actually, it's a faceless person. I don't know what color they are. I'm being totally honest. What?
Let's just feel the energy out there as you
dark.
Brought it down. Like, bitch is always...
Yeah,
if you ask a guy, I have a rape fantasy. I dreamt 12 bitches
what?
With a knife
People,
was
okay.
trying to rape me.
You know
and I was
detail.
Like saying, hey, hoes, put that knife away. You don't need that shit.
And how many ladies listening are going to try to do that to you?
Exactly. That's why it's a fantasy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's possible. It's possible. Look, if you
I don't want to give anybody any ideas here. Be like, bitch, I thought I'd just make your dreams come true.
I gotta get used to her fucking voice again.
Why?
I'm tempted to throw out of here.
Oh, come on.
Because Kareth has a career. Like, she performs in all kind of shitty places. Kareth performs in like, states that have third world country names of talent.
Little Brazil.
That bitch will be in Venezuela, North Carolina. I'll be performing in Czechoslovakia, New Mexico next week. Shut the fuck up with it. Let me welcome the people to the fucking show, man. Thank you for listening. It's the Black Phillip Show, relationship show, whatever show. We talk about everything. We're pretty versatile, but mostly it's to help men with their happiness. A lot of sad motherfuckers out there. A lot of sad dudes.
That's right.
Now, I'm not disrespecting the sadness of women, but I really don't give a fuck. Your sadness means nothing to me.
They cause the sadness.
You cause it. Most of the time, you went because of the trickle-down system. If I'm miserable, you're miserable. But when you're miserable, you really don't even know why. I can tell you why. See, this show is about guys saying, look, bitch, I'm miserable, and I'm going to tell you why. How about don't ask me questions that you want. Don't say to me. Don't make it on me, right? Here's one of these things y'all fucking do. Real quick. Do not ask me what I'm doing with an agenda. Meaning, if I got the window down while we're driving, don't say to me, are you hot? Well, the fucking window's down. Wait a minute. Of course I'm fucking hot because I need the breeze, but I'm not hot enough to put the AC on, but I'm hot enough to have a breeze come in through the fucking window. So why would you put that on me when I know the pretense of that fucking question?
I'm cold.
Instead of saying, I'm cold, will you please, humble gentleman?
Sire.
I know that you are hot and I am not hot. Please, can you sacrifice your greatness, your power man,
and
my king of all kings, can you please roll that back up? Your loyal subject.
And risk the rejection.
Begs you. And risk the rejection of that.
I know how to solve that.
I don't want you to solve that yet. We didn't even introduce you yet. You think people know you?
You said my name like five times.
But I'm talking to you personally. It's just me and Kareth.
That's why I'm raising my hand.
Do you think the average citizen know who the fuck Kareth is?
I don't know. Until people on the street come up to me.
So many people on the street come
I
up to you?
Sometimes people on the street come up to me.
Not when it comes to this show.
Well, right.
Not in the context of this show. And no one knows who Kareth Foster. As a matter of fact, let me tell you something. How much you want to bet right now?
I wouldn't take that bet.
You wouldn't take it?
Nope.
No one knows you, Kareth. Look at her dumb face. Her eyes getting a little. Her left eye starting to shut a little bit. No one knows who you are. So, anyway, welcome to the
Black Phillip
Show. I'm
going
to curse Kareth out.
get this intro first.
Kareth's just here, right? She really does have this thing like, I'm back. Everything's okay now. We don't need you with your dry hair. Take you and your dry.
I do not have dry
your hair. It's flammable. I want to dip you. I want to throw her in a tub of olive oil. You look like the shit that you light matches on. That's what Kara looks like. She looks ashy.
What?
How dare you come in the Black Phillip ashy,
like
bitch?
Tinder.
Say that. I am glowing.
She really does have this thing like, okay, gentlemen, it all fell apart.
I'm glowing. What are you talking about?
Throw this bitch right out of here. Do you realize? I talk in my sleep, motherfucker. I talk to myself in the mirror. And she's just like, I'm going to, God, the vacation. We don't get paid. How dare a volunteer come in this motherfucker acting like that?
I do not even have an attitude like that.
I smell it.
Just because I have makeup on.
Lou.
Just because I have makeup on and I look
cute
today.
Lou Bega.
Who the fuck is Lou Bega?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody. A little bit of Monica in my life.
Dante's new name is Lou.
It's Lou Bega now. This nigga. Dante is dressed like king of the. He should have.
I am the Mambo King.
He should
king.
Carry around two conga drums.
He looks good.
Thank you. Here we go again.
And finger. Castanets, yeah. You my nigga, dog.
I know, man. Look, so, what did she say? What did she say? We got to talk about that.
She looks good. That's your new thing. Dante, let me just explain it with you how Dante looks, if you don't know. You know, Dante's about 6'1", 6'2"?
6'1".
6'1", of just big, giant Puerto Rican. Just a big...
Stop telling him I'm not Puerto Rican.
Why? Something like that.
No, I'm not. My mom's is from Virginia.
Straight black.
Yeah.
Really?
Why is this Puerto Rican?
You did not know that?
If this bitch doesn't shut up...
Why?
Dante's got some red bone in him.
Wait a minute.
Indian,
I thought I was
it,
alone.
That's it.
Wait a minute. I thought you were Puerto Rican all this time.
No,
I've been your friend.
Son,
I thought you were Puerto
Rican. How could you not know that? I'm coconut. Sure? I'm quarter coconut like you.
Tell people I'm quarter coconut. I never met my father. That part is my dad. I'm not even sure that.
He got five on it, though.
I'm just assuming my mother told me the truth. Sorry, Cavs. I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm ready to throw out of here, though.
Look, introduce the
show. All right, let me introduce the show. I got to introduce everybody. I'm going to tell people don't know why I'm really mad at Kareth.
I think you'll feel better about Kareth after you play her theme music.
Look,
wait, we will in a minute. Hold on. Let's
folks,
listen to
here
the
it
show.
Is. You cannot distract him. He will not introduce the show.
I know.
Right, he will go.
So I'm trying to get to that.
You know, racing. All right, welcome. Here's the show really quick. Black Phillip Relationship Show. Again, just for new listeners. I am not Black Phillip. It's almost like a Hootie and the Blowfish thing.
Uh-huh. It's an entity. It's
Darius McCrary. I am. It's the show is Black Phillip.
It's a
Steely Dan.
It's just to help.
That's right.
It's the show, basically.
Pop, like Papa Roach.
That will help you the best we can to get through little problems in your relationship, little problems in maybe. I think some of our things apply to up and coming pimps. See, I consider myself. I can get all the way up till. Putting a bitch out on the street to sell pussy. That is, I am good enough up till you go out and sell pussy. I can get all the rest. Threesomes, fucking, I've never done that. Come on, baby, you'll do it. Don't worry about it. Blah, blah, blah. But to get, and the reason I don't think so, because I can't, I really can't. I don't think I can.
I don't think you
I don't
got
think
the
I can,
evil.
I don't think I
got the
evil.
Evil to
I
do
can't
it.
Watch a girl just, I can't destroy her.
It ain't that hard.
My thing, I feel like I'm helping a bitch. You know what I mean? But I'm
really,
I'm missing that one gene
really
to make me an official, actual monster.
But once you cross the line,
you think so?
Yes.
Once I fucking
give it a couple years after the titty milk squirting wears out.
I've had a few that I had magic powers over that I probably could have did that too, but I just didn't. All right, now I'm Patrice O'Neill, host of the show. Welcome. Okay. My friend
Lou Bega.
AKA Reggie. AKA I'm not gonna give all the AKAs, but I call him Reggie.
Yeah.
And Dante Nero is a street name.
There you go.
Thank you, Danny. The guy's been getting sexy behind everybody's back each month. I'm glad this show's not weekly. Because each month, Dante comes in with a brand new thing. But not that he doesn't change his shit. He doesn't change it's almost like he's building a new building. Last week, floor 10 was done. This week, it's 11. So, last week, it was like he had some type of weird animal shoes.
Oh, yeah.
It was like he had, like... like beetle skin shoes or something, or roach skin. It was some kind of dung beetle shoes. He had some shoes that I've never seen. I've seen a lot of dead animal shoes. He wears special jeans and special shirts, and his accessories, this is the problem we're having.
Yes.
His accessories are starting to be completely outrageous. But he has a theory behind it. We will get into that.
Oh, yes.
But Dante is doing a lot of shiny shit. And this is the coup de grace. He goes to salsa class and he goes religiously. If I call him during salsa class time,
I will
tell
you.
Hey, yo, Dante, listen, man, you gonna show up to the show tonight? Yo, and you can hear in the background, but and you're like, dog, you come in, he's like, yo, I gotta go, dead ass, gotta get the fuck off the phone. Gotta go to salsa class.
Is it righteous though? Or is it the same as the accessories?
Is it righteous? It's righteous.
It's righteous. It's righteous because you know what he's been doing it. He's been doing it for
about four months, five months.
He's been doing
about
it a long time, dog.
Four or five times a week.
Like you only to get pussy, you only do salsa class a week till you meet a bitch. And then, but he's been doing it 4 months, so it's now.
We'll talk about it because
matter of fact,
there's a metaphor.
I think it's beyond the pussy too. But I think there's girls that go, "Oh, you're so handsome." And he's just like, "Listen, don't talk to me now." And then he holds his belly button and sticks his left hand out. Wiggles his fucking hips.
You know your perception that shit is so fucked up.
I can't believe
you know me for 5 years and thought I was Puerto Rican. This is was fucked up.
You were doing salsa classes. What are you supposed to think?
I thought you was Puerto Rican. Son.
He thought you were going back to the roots.
Son,
I did, dog. He speaks Spanish.
And Nero sounds Spanish.
It's Italian.
Oh.
This nigga speaks language like Dante. Dante's like, you know, Dante do anything, like, everything you need to get pussy, like, Dante's really Casanova, except for he's just like a mean-looking nigga, but he's really like, motherfucker, he knows all these different things, like, he'll be talking, I consider myself to be intelligent, we have philosophical conversations, Dante will be like, you know, have you ever heard of a book called, Princess on the Water by, Scott, grabbing off, and you're like, nigga, what's it about? When do you have time to read Princess on the Water, nigga?
Between playing congos.
between holding his belly button with his right hand, sticking his elbow out.
For bracelets.
And wiggling his hips from left to right. But anyway.
We'll talk about it.
Because it does work. I can't lie to them all. But, and my friend Drew Boogie, who's here all the time. This is Drew?
This is my creation.
This is you?
Yeah.
You rapping?
No. It's a song I did for an artist. It's his voice on it, but I had cut it up so I can use it for the theme.
Why aren't you like fucking Timberland or something by now?
That's a good question. I haven't gotten my break
Drew's
yet.
Drew's like me. Like,
I'm working
like,
on
every
it.
Every time I hear a Drew Boogie thing, like when I hear the Martini Steve thing that he does.
Oh, yeah.
I go, why? Like, well, or the other thing with Traveling Wolf or whatever fuck.
Grey Wolf. I'm working on it.
What the hell's going on, man?
Just need a break.
This is weird. This is unbelievable, this business. But anyway, the great Drew Boogie, DJ extraordinaire.
Producer.
Women annoy him to no end. Extraordinaire.
With a relationship face.
But he's a nice guy, so he just kind of...
Yeah, a relationship face.
They think they can take advantage of him.
He gets to the forefront and get fucking...
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, but he's really a hunk of garbage, but God bless him.
He has perfect teeth, though.
Let me see.
Thank you.
He has perfect teeth.
Veneers or
women
just
like
good
them.
Brushing?
These are real.
Good man.
Awesome.
I'm a good brusher. I'll Drew for the women if they...
Strong teeth.
Drew has a... He's like a... He's like a small Dante.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's got...
He's like mini Dante.
I'm about 200 pounds lighter.
He's a small... shoulders are smaller. Fists... Hands are precious.
Delicate. He's got delicate, slender fingers.
He's got a Tiger Woods thing about him. Also.
Very Tiger Woodsy. Thank you, Danny. Very Tiger
like
Woodsy.
A light skin
way
Tiger
better
Woods.
Teeth than Tiger. Way better.
Thank you.
Teeth?
Tiger has crazy teeth.
You know what? No. He's worth about...
Yeah. Whoa, Tiger?
90 million?
Yeah.
About that.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, he can get some teeth.
What are you going to do? I would dip... You know what I would do? I would just dip my dick in a bucket of... I'd just come outside with...
You had that kind of money.
Yeah, just with like...
I wouldn't wear pants. Just pant boots.
Like, I would just think of all kind of fucked
never
up
wear
shit.
Pants. Just boots and a belt.
You know what I mean? Just all kind of fucked up shit.
And a hat.
Like just,
a nice hat.
Just to see, like, just meet a bitch
and
go, a fedora. Tiger Woods, like a bitch go, you have better teeth than Tiger Woods. Just go up to that girl, right? If like Tiger Woods heard that, and just come in here like unwashed for like 3 weeks, just ball smell, and just sit there and go, how you doing? And see what the reaction is. The fact that he's Tiger Woods, you cannot wash for 3 weeks and be Tiger Woods. Absolutely.
That's right.
But I don't find him attractive, so I'd have to say
you do find him attractive.
No, I don't.
Let me tell you why you don't find him attractive.
Why?
Because you don't think you'll ever meet him or ever get him. And you know what his wife looks like. You have no desire in your life.
You
no.
dated that little sweet.
You thought he was good looking when you thought you might have
no,
a chance.
I didn't. I think Tyson Beckford is hot.
You shouldn't.
I don't think
because you don't have a
Tiger
chance
Woods.
With him either, Kara.
What?
So,
what the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm just fucking with Karen. I'm just bashing Karen.
What is wrong?
All right, let me introduce Karen, too. I'm sorry. Let me introduce my baby. I'm happy to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. I missed you guys.
Let me say this. She was missing last program. Again, we do the show once a fucking month. She was missing. And, because last time you had to do what?
I was in Missouri.
Yeah, what was it?
I was at my old college. Columbia.
You did some stupid college show?
It wasn't a stupid college show. It was my alma mater. And then I was at a comedy club in Columbia, Missouri.
Just waste of time, really. Trying to have a career where you just shouldn't. You should just dedicate yourself to this show for free.
And never not pay my bills. You're right. I should do that.
You'll get your bills paid. Have belief.
I do, actually. But you know what it was? It's truly that I've made the commitment. And
you made what commitment?
To the school.
You should have unbroke it. You should have broken the commitment.
No. See, that is why people have fucked up relationships, because they break their commitments.
No, they don't. They have fucked up relationships because bitches talk too much.
Checkmate.
Just like what you had to do. You talk too much. That's why you had to go talk. You should have saved some of that talk for this radio show. Because I think we have good synergy, and we like you on the show.
I love you guys. You know that.
It's going to take some training, though. You're kind of outlandish.
Training? I am not a puppy dog.
Whatever.
What did that say?
Whatever makes you feel good. Well, you just need a little bit of training.
Training for what?
I don't know. We're not going to call you a dog, but I will go, good Carrie.
You're such a dick.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Foster,
Hi,
who, by the way, we would love to have as the regular co-host.
I would love to.
Along with the show. And in case you didn't listen to the show 2 months ago, this is Carol's theme song.
Because
that's how Carol fucks.
This is a classic.
Come on, dummy. You know my titties hurt me.
Oh,
dick. I'm coming to join you in the room. Oh, dick. If I don't get no dick, I'm going to come and join you. Oh, dick, I'm coming to join you, dick. Oh, Lamont. Lamont, I know you're my son, but I want to just...
Ew.
Stick your afro in my pussy.
But we have Carrie Foster back with us. We're very happy to have her back. I have to say, I enjoy when you're here. You have a special charm.
Thank you.
Like to talk too much. Carrie is a very strong-willed woman,
yes,
which I do enjoy.
Girly girl.
So it makes it better to break her down, to crush her dreams. It makes me feel...
Like a man?
It makes me feel good to get a woman like Carrie.
Like a clay pigeon.
There's only two other bitches that I would love to conquer as much as
Carrie.
One is Tyra Banks. The other is Oprah.
Oprah.
Not even Oprah. You know what?
Oprah.
The bitch sitting next to Oprah. Gail King. I just want to... Or even, you know what would be a good bag? Condoleezza Rice.
Wow.
Just a strong... Running the and just to drag her around the room
Shut
by
up.
The top of that awful hairdo.
She does have that hair.
Hair great. Like yours, by the way.
My hair is lovely. What are you talking about?
Your hair.
Like feathers.
You know what?
I have got these cute little spiral.
Your hair looks like ducks fall out of it into the Amazon River.
I have wild hair. What?
Leave my hair alone, dummy.
Why are you talking about my twiggy hair? What you mean my hair is dry? What you mean my hair look like a bag of... Don't call my hair a bag of toothpicks, dummy.
I have cute little spirals all over my hair.
What you mean you look like a... It look like I stepped off a slave ship.
That's fantastic.
When you come
this
in
is the
cold,
hair you see in all the commercials, is it not?
Nigga, what commercial is this for going back to Africa?
Okay, wait.
For hungry children?
I have got fantastic hair.
You got fantastic titties. The hair.
Thank you.
What
thank
the fuck happened to you? Did you get arrested? Taser?
What?
Got my nipples caught in the steering wheel.
Carol got two afros. She got one that she pulled into a ponytail.
This is high fashion, people. You cannot appreciate.
Oh my God.
This is, you know, high fashion. What?
Fuck that. She's not Fred Savage. She's Lamont. She has Lamont's hairdo.
This is all the shit. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
So wait, did we cover everybody? We have Danny, of course, who's tired
Danny.
As a motherfucker.
Danny.
He's dealing with boards. He's dealing with O&A show every fucking day. Both the CBS and the XM, and his fucking girl makes him sick.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
You still got notes, Danny.
Why the fuck do we also need to deal with bullshit from our girl, too? Why is that?
I'd love to.
Why does a hardworking motherfucker just got getting paid?
Yep.
Used to be an intern, a free, just do it for the love of it.
Yep.
And now he's just getting paid. He's seeing his fucking dreams come to fruition.
Happy for the first time.
Happy. And his dumb fucking
Giving
girlfriend.
Him a hard time.
And I met her. She seemed nice, but she's dumb. You know why? Because she's a fucking girl.
Wait a second.
My girl's dumb. You're dumb, Kareth.
Fucking your girl does not equal being
Poppy
dumb.
Fields is dumb. Look at her coming in here thinking she's going to light up the room because she's gorgeous. Ah. I bet you Poppy's pussy stink. That is what I bet. I bet you her pussy stinks. I got money on that shit. Because she thinks she's too cute to wash it. She thinks she look at her pussy and go, be clean.
Be clean.
Her pussy goes, whoa. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I better clean myself quick. I'm just playing, Poppy. We'll invite you in a minute. Look at old sexy ass Poppy. Look at that. Look at her. Look at how many problems she is. Look at her. Look at how everybody just gets up and she just does that horse shit. She's sitting next to a guy. She did that. Oh, crazy. And he does that. Oh, maybe I'll fuck you if I laugh with that shit too. Oh, we know, man. We know what we know. Trust me. I know. I'm a fat motherfucker. You know, that's why I know a lot about pussy. Because it's hard for me to get it. Now, why do you think I know? So why do you think I'm confident enough in what I know about pussy?
You gotta work.
It's hard. I'm not a nigga that walks out the fucking house sexy. I'm a motherfucker that's jealous of motherfuckers that look sexy. You know, Fred, what's the kid, the tape we was watching? Brandy's brother.
Ray J.
And Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian,
Ray J. Fucking. First thing I look at, I'm like, fuck, Ray J got a big ass dick. That's what I got mad about. Like, why does this nigga look? He's handsome and his dick is giant. I'm not gonna argue about whether he's cute or not.
Right.
As a dude looking at another dude,
you know he's a good looking dude.
Without the gayness, you look at a guy and go, fuck.
You know what really pisses me off about Ray J? He's about 15 years younger than me and looks more than a man than I do.
He's packing. He has a bend, like a bump on his dick or something. That's like just. It's not like a It's not like a crab bump, like a herpy bump or nothing. It's like a deformity
like
sometimes.
It
like a speed bump.
And it's just a big vein on his dick that I think might be bigger than my dick.
Stop.
He has a bump, a strange bump vein that I'm like, what's this nigga doing with a dick this big? Why the fuck? The only thing that this is why he got challenged. This is why I challenged Ray J. He was too sexy. This was wrong with the video. He's like, ooh, yeah, I'm about to eat this pussy y'all gonna jerk off to. Which makes you know that he's too young to understand what guys jerk off to. No guy jerks off to, and he licked the pussy like ice cream
like a stamp.
That wasn't, like something
like
that he shouldn't have been licking.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Dante,
like
a stamp. And he just was,
Like, how many licks did it take to get to this?
Nah, not even with that much passion.
Tootsie Roll Pop?
Tootsie Roll Pop lick?
Like, it's envelope.
Wasn't too sure how to lick it, and his whole face was covering it, and
almost like it stunk.
Like it might have been horseradish?
Like he really didn't love.
Does everybody know this about this whole thing you're talking about? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Kim Kardashian, who is one of the daughter of one of the guys that defended O.J., Kardashian.
Yeah, Robert Kardashian.
Who's dead, by the way.
Right.
He's dead, too?
He died.
Damn.
And his daughter, who rolls with Paris Hilton and all them, she's just famous for being famous.
Yeah.
Right.
Fuck Brandy's brother.
Okay.
So, you know, Brandy's brother is
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If anybody, by the way, wants to check out the trailer, it's on KimKardashianSuperstar.com.
Okay.
Oh,
she put it out? She's proud of this?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's on the same site that sells the Tommy Lee video and the Vince Neil video.
She sued them, though, right?
I believe it's
No! It was... Let me tell you something. Did you see it? She didn't sue. I'm going to tell you why. It was different camera angles.
Oh,
it
so wasn't they set it up. They set it up.
It wasn't like he had something in the toilet. He was real porn.
The rumor is that she was jealous, because she was hanging out with Paris Hilton, and the rumor is that the Paris Hilton video launched her career.
Right.
So Kim Kardashian wanted to be as big as Paris, so she put out her own sex tape.
So this is how dumb, this is what I'm talking about, no guys.
And devious.
She's about as dumb as you get. And only thing that looks, know who looks good? Ray J.
Right.
Because Ray J is packing monster wood, right? No one gives a fuck. Like, right. All bitches, because the bitches that, like, fuck with Ray J, now it ruined her career. Here's why it didn't ruin Paris's career. Because she fucked a white boy.
Yeah.
With an unassuming dick. I saw that video. His dick was kind of, you know, it's one of those things like he could be proud if it's hard.
Right.
Ray J's got a swinger, you know what I'm saying? So she's fucking this
swinger.
Big African dick,
yeah.
Right? And
which can be good
she's
for her.
No.
Her fucking career, she can't be like in the part of society that she's trying to get in. It's not
right.
Paris's career got launched. She's the bad girl. But she never did anything really bad.
Right.
She just is doing crazy Hollywood. That's what they all do in Hollywood. It's an incestuous business.
Right.
They fuck each other.
Right.
And then they go and do coke or whatever fuck they do. And then they go back and fuck.
Yeah.
All she did was film in Hollywood. What happens in Hollywood every night. People are probably like, what?
This
big
is
deal.
Nothing.
Paris so much. Who cares? But and it was done like, you know, with the she had the red eye from the shit, the dark thing.
Night vision.
His bitch, first of all, was planned. This is why she planned it. Because of what you're saying, she's doing it like
camera
to get
angles.
Famous.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen. It was camera angles, it was close ups.
Really?
But the thing is,
so somebody else was shooting.
It was moving.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. Somebody else was shooting.
It was
she had a camera crew.
And it was motherfucker had a director of photography.
They had a bonus. Did they have a bonus?
There was a second assistant
backstage.
Director. There was somebody going. Somebody going. All right, check the gates. All right, Ray J, come in the face. Take two.
It was catered.
Check the gates. Hair on the gate. Hair on the gate. Gotta film it again. It was.
All right, we're gonna break craft services.
It was fucking. And I'm sitting there going. And this is the thing. When you get a certain age, man, I refuse. I've been a dirtbag a long time. I fucking refuse to believe that turns any guy on, what he was doing. Like, oh, yeah. He was, you know, doing the thing where he would take his nose and rub it in front, like squeeze his nose like a pimp. Like, you know, oh, yeah, y'all about to come. Like, he did it like a R&B video.
Like, you want him you want him to say that.
Shit's about to go down. Watch this. I'm about to lick her pussy. This is what I'm saying about certain niggas. This is the only way I'm in competition for pussy is because women hate niggas like that. Women hate a motherfucker who thinks he's as pretty as the bitch.
Yeah.
If I had that bitch, you'd be seeing the happiness and the luck I would feel, and as I
elation.
Would thrash her, thinking I am going to get every second out of this,
might
this
be
might
the
be
the
last
time
I'm fucking this bitch. Come here, ho. I'm going to hang her out the window. There you go. There you go. Look at, do you like that, huh? Huh? Slap her, put my face in her face. And just say, tell everybody your career's over, huh? You fucking this big gorilla, huh? Huh? You like it, huh?
You Middle Eastern cunt, yeah?
You fucking, huh? Huh? Bap! Smack him. Huh? Come on, huh? Huh? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. What do you thought this was going to be sexy, huh? You think I'm Ray J?
You think I'm Ray J?
I can't sing, bitch. Watch me try to sing. Oh, yeah. See? I ain't going nowhere with that shit.
I can't sing.
Dunk your head in the toilet. Huh? You like that? You like your head in the toilet, sweetie?
That is so
funny. Hold you the flush.
Turn the camera off. Turn the camera.
Shut up. You can jerk off to that.
Oh,
there you go.
Nigga, there ain't no bitch here either. That's what I'm saying. This is what girls don't understand. That Ray J shit, that ain't that sexy. That's some old Cinemax shit. That's sexy to a bitch because it's safe to watch some shit like that, and she can think it's sexy, and at the same time, she don't feel like that rape fantasy shit. You know what a rape fantasy is? It's just women's way of feeling like, it again.
Of letting go.
Relinquishing power.
It ain't, no. Rape fantasy is that thing we talk about where a bitch will not take responsibility for anything. So she just goes, rape me, so it's your fault that I'm a whore. You
I
understand?
Said it's not letting
absolutely.
Go.
What?
It's
not semantics. Violence. Letting go means you're... Here's what letting go could be misconstrued. No one can misconstrue what I just said. Here's what I mean about your diversionary talk.
Okay.
Letting go could mean just be free and let it all hang
out.
No,
I don't mean
no.
that.
No, rape fantasy is I am a whore. How am I going to be one without being one?
Diversionary.
Being taken.
Responsibility. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
We agree.
You don't agree.
I said it's about being taken.
Let me tell you something. We won't agree until semantics is out of your goddamn vocabulary. You're not going to semantic your way out of it. You want a guy to come in. This is your dream while you're sitting there in Harlem, right? You want a guy to knock on the door and say, delivery. And you go, and you look out and go,
I would never do
why
delivery,
do I have
boy?
A delivery? And it's on Friday.
Ew.
And then you open the door with the chain, and he just, blah!
Hits you with the door.
Oh, my God. What are you doing here?
Fuck up.
And he hits you with the UPS package. And then he opens it up, and it's a dildo and some handcuffs. He's like, special delivery, bitch. Blah, blah.
What kind of dildo is this?
It's a big 18-incher.
Look at it. It's
big with a handle. It's got a handle.
He has a glass one, too, just in case that one breaks. He has a rubber one that he can hold with two hands.
Yeah, with a handle.
Hit you in your jaw, and you fall down, and you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he hits you.
See I'm how, such a whore.
See how in the rape fantasy, right, if a man make up a rape fantasy, right, in the jaw.
What?
A bitch make one. Does it have to be a rape fantasy with a jaw? That's sexy to a guy. Hit you in the face.
With a dildo.
In the jaw.
In
the jaw. But you're like, can't he just rub the dildo?
I no.
Wow. He's going to choke you?
I've had work done on my mouth.
And try to shove the dildo in your nose. You like that, huh?
With a wimple ball bat.
And he's fucking you with it. He's fucking you with it. Not thumb. Pushing towards the pussy. He's fucking thumb towards him. Stabbing motion.
He's breaking ice.
Stabbing.
He's an ice pick.
Stabbing dildo motion.
Like it's Friday the 13th.
Ice picking the pussy.
You're a sick bastard. All of you are sick fucking bastards.
Why you sounding like a Manny from Scarface? Bitch. Lesbian. Bitch. Hoo-ah.
That is awful.
Bitch.
That is absolutely atrocious.
Lesbian. He's stabbing you with a dildo. That's not your rape fantasy. Yours is some controlled weird shit. And you're like, oh my God.
Doves.
Hers is, it's not really being taken. It's not being taken. It's her being so afraid that she lets it happen. It's not actually she fights. It's just, oh my God, I don't really want to do this. That's what the no means no shit and how that's confusing. Like, no means no. Like, look, I'm 37. I give a bitch a speech. I mean it. And I go, look, I don't have no muscles no more. If I go to pull your titty out your bra and you say no, it's over. I don't fuck with you no more. I don't do that shit.
I had a case,
you know what I'm saying? I can't be that whole, I can't be in the rape fantasy. You have to be a willing participant to my horror. You have to be willing.
It's
like, sweetie, I'm about to do, you want, And she's like, sure? Yes, yeah.
You sure?
You sure?
Okay.
Sign here.
Are you positively sure that you want to go through this calisthenics? Because I'm not like the nigga from Celebrity Fit Club. I am not like Arlie Hermy. This
okay.
is real, sweetie. I will call you Pyle. I will call you,
I will skull fuck you.
I will skull fuck you! I will. All right, Willis, go fuck you. Yes, I. Well, and here's our bitches. Here how fucking foul bitches are. They would love to be skull fucked if it didn't kill them. If skull fucking was an actual thing that could happen, like say if you had a special talent, you ever see these bitches on TV
with no
that can
gag
push their eye back?
Oh, that's ew. Is that possible?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They push their eye back and shit.
For what? So somebody can put their, you know what?
Look, if I had a bitch that could push her eyes in,
oh, no.
What's the point of having a talent where you could get your eyes pushed and where you can tell
you
your boys?
Because the
only thing the guy really likes to fuck, the reason we like fucking so much is just because we love to tell our boys what we did. So you go, look, man, let me tell you something. I skull fucked my bitch last night. And so he'll go like, come on, man, what do you mean? Come on, this ain't no army movie. Nah, nigga. My girls, I could go push all the way back.
Like, for
yeah,
real?
Fucking I, yeah. It was dope.
Oh.
This shit was crazy, son. It's just a story to tell your boy.
That's it.
that's it. You gotta have a story.
You're being literal. Do you see? Do you see how dumb they are? Do you fucking see?
Oh,
and
I go.
God,
you said it was on TV.
How much all did right. you?
We're gonna start a break. We're gonna do a break.
Break. Give
we're gonna come back and take some phone calls, man.
Give me the number.
Oh yeah. Do we need to?
Yeah.
Give me the number.
I MySpaced everybody. I got 8,000 friends.
the new ones. Right. You got to give them the number.
All right. Here it is. Okay. If you want to call in, we're gonna take calls at least for the next, I'd say, hour and a half. What do you think? Hour and a half. We'll take straight calls.
Yeah, we'll come back.
All right. Straight calls. Hour and a half. I promise. My promises mean nothing. I have lied before.
We're going to do it, though.
Logistically, we're going to take some calls. We're going to welcome Poppy Fields in after the break, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Poppy's a lovely, lovely little thing. Just picture, like, a porn star that should have quit 3 years ago, but she's still hot. I'm just fucking with you, Poppy. I'm playing with you. I'm playing with you. Call 1-866-969-1969. I'm looking at this wow, one, wow. 866-WOW-1-WOW. 866-WOW, number one, WOW, W-O-W. So that's 866-969-1969, 1-866-969-1969. Call in, man. We talk about anything you want to talk about in terms of trying to get yourself happy, how to eat asshole. I think I'm a good asshole eater.
Midgets.
Fucking midgets. Fucking fat bitches.
Skull fucking.
You know, I'm surrounded by guys who don't like fat bitches for some reason. I love fat bitches, but I don't understand. This is going to just destroy me and Dante's friendship.
Ron and Brown.
But we're going to take calls and stuff, so everybody, thank you for listening. And we did welcome everybody.
Yes,
Drew,
we did.
We got the Drew. We got the Kara Foster.
Yes,
we got to. We got the Reggie. Also known as Lou Bega, also known as Dante Nero, and Danny. All right, we see y'all in a second, man. Thanks for listening.
Call Patrice O'Neill on the Black Phillips Show, 866-WOW-1-WOW.
You can call. I'll listen to you talk about nothing.
That's 866-WOW-1-WOW.
It's Annie Uptime, bitch. I'm a pimp!
The Virus is an XM channel which may contain explicit language. Channel blocking is available by calling 1-800-XM-RADIO or in XM Canada, 877-438-9677.
Hey, Danny, white people love songs today.
Oh, yeah.
White people love songs. Sorry, white folks, I know I said it. I'm trying to keep my promise. White people love songs.
Play my Bon Jovi shit.
Oh, this is a good one.
Welcome back to the welcome back to the White Phillip show.
The White
Phillip. Welcome back to White Phillip. Oh, faggot shit.
Open arms, yeah.
Is this what this is?
Yeah.
Journey.
Oh, women always want that motherfucker to just cut his bitch balls off with this ball cutting
so they can kick you to the curb.
Like, guys, let me tell you something. That word we don't say. Wait, start it over again. I'm gonna count how many words men just don't say. Not even just words. No real man plays the piano like that, by the way. Not even when he's alone and in pain.
Lying beside.
Lying here, no. Here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat. Heartbeat? No. Heartbeat? Never. Guy, don't say heartbeat.
I think feeling's on offense.
Softly? Never. We say softly. Never. Whisper? Pussy ass nigga said whisper?
How could I let you so blind?
Ugh. I'm diabetic and I don't use the word blind. Is this what white people listen to? Is this, what song is this?
Oh my God.
Like, I know what it is, but I only know it because I know it, but what does it mean to white people? I know it because it's famous.
A lot.
What does this song represent?
I mean, okay.
Wait, what does this song represent? It's a white person. What's the...
I'm vulnerable.
Ask him.
It means I'm vulnerable to you.
Ah, turn this pussy ass shit off, man.
It's a long time
Jesus,
ago.
White folks. Step it up. Step it up with the
bitch
passion.
Better have my money.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can make love to that. Actually, I can make love to
a jackhammer.
Chicken overcooking in the oven. The chicken's burning. Shut up, bitch. Come on, come on, come on. I can make love to burnt chicken smoke.
The bees, the fire alarm. Bees.
Fire alarm.
Come
on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on, bitch, come on, come on.
Come on, hurry up. Come here. It's getting hot in here.
Damn.
Fire. Going in there. Getting hot in here.
almost done, sir.
My eyes are burning.
Oh. Close your eyes and suck
my
dick.
After I come, I'm like, oh, that's the fire department at the door. Go get the door.
Bring me a towel.
Take that shit.
Wipe it on the sheet.
Take that chicken out the oven. Sir, it's burnt chicken. What you smell is burnt chicken and cum.
That is so foul. No pun intended.
Oh, God.
You know, as I'm laying there with a napkin over myself, looking like I'm dying of smoke inhalation. But it's just I'm fucking out full of burnt chicken smoke and fucking. That's not the police and the fire department. Sir, the screams you heard was her trying to get away from me.
Heard someone gagging. No, that was her.
No, I was
choking her.
Oh, shit. Oh, goddamn. Hey, Poppy, thank you for coming. How you doing, sweetie?
Thanks.
Poppy just adds beauty to the show. Nothing much else. Poppy Fields here, ladies and gentlemen. She's lovely. Have you been elevated past open mic or bring?
No. No,
still open micer?
No, pretty much, yeah.
Poppy is 37 years old. Poppy's been doing comedy as long as me. She's still a bringer.
It's not my focus.
You should start sucking dick or something, Poppy. Stop having so much dignity. Yeah, that's some old ass. Why you don't take some? No. Why you don't take some fucking ass? Wait, would you let her suck your dick for some
I'm
stage
not,
time?
Hell
yeah.
I'm not willing to
I
do
have
that.
I got a spot tonight at 12.
Wayne on Stand Up New York.
12:15.
You said 12:15. You suck his dick at 10:15.
Is the computer plugged in?
Oh, shit.
That's the late. She don't even get the
prize.
At
10.
12:15.
Gargle
11.
And do some comedy about it. You can talk about it at 12:15. I had to suck somebody's dick to get on stage. And the crowd laughed because they think he was playing.
I actually did.
Well, like I said, Poppy is a beautiful girl. She reminds you of a, like, you ever see those girls that go to, like, that want to fuck NBA players, those sexy NBA player girls? But she's, like, a little bit past being able to get them.
Oh, shit. Why are you so cruel?
You have to have a
it's
fucking
scared of a reference. A reference. That is a reference.
It's,
reference.
It's like she's just, like, she can't get Carmelo. She can get maybe... Cliff Robinson from the New Jersey Nets. Maybe.
Get a good cricket player.
she can get high level lower sports. Like this bitch, boy, I'm gonna tell you something. My a miniature golfer, the top miniature golfer. That nigga, she got it.
My man plays high life.
Nigga, I suck any polo pony motherfucker.
Football champion.
The fuse ball, the top fuse ball. She can get the top fuse ball nigga, no matter who he is. But like, she's just like one of them chicks, you know, really pretty chick, you know, kind of, you know, you can see, you know.
Cool.
So calls. Anyway, I'm just letting you know. I was letting you know who's here, by the way. Who's the nigga that was on forever? Oh, Phil. Hello. Phil, man.
Go to 41.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, can I say something to Lou Bega real quick?
What's up?
What's up, dude? Yo, I DJ a lot of weddings and huge parties, and every time the dance floor gets a little empty, fucking Mambo Number 5 is my secret weapon.
Thank you, Lou, and the party's on again. Thank you, my man.
I'm looking at Lou Bega. And Lou Bega's doppelganger is sitting here. This nigga is Lou Bega himself. Hey, I'm sorry to keep you holding so long, man. This is call time, nigga. We moving through these. So we gonna if you take it too long, folks, we're going to move you through the fucking story.
That's right. Get right to it.
We're going to give Phil some extra little time just because he was holding so long. Go ahead, Phil. What's your problem, man?
All right, I'm trying to figure out if I got a future with this girl, all right? I'm out having a few pops with the guys last night. I go to take a piss. And when I come out, I walk past this chick. Seen her around before, but I've never met her or anything. And I was walking past her, and she booted me in the ass pretty hard, you know?
Okay.
So I turn around, I look, I laugh. I'm like, you know, that's cute, that's cool, you know? Turn around, walk away, boots me in the ass again, all right?
Okay.
So I walk over, and I swatted her in the ass, you know, like bad girls, gave her a little spanking.
Okay.
She slapped me in the face, and then that was it. I just went back to the bar, finished my beer, we just kind of parted ways. You know? So what do you think? Is that a love connection there?
She was trying to get your attention by kicking you in the ass.
Kicking the ass is disrespectful.
No, it ain't. Dante, wait a minute. Let's be honest here. How old are you, by the way?
Me?
Phil.
29.
How old was the girl, you think?
She looked like she was in her mid-20s, probably. All
right. Was she pretty? She was really pretty?
Yeah, it's a good chick.
All right, here's the thing. Those girls have no skill for that. You got to understand, they do to get you. What they wanted to do, she wanted to get your attention and then have you give her some attention back. So she definitely did that because she likes you. Because what else was she going to say? Again, to stay focused, girls always, always want to make it your fault for everything, even when it's good. So she definitely liked you.
Do you think I blew it after I swatted her in the ass?
No, you didn't blow it.
But what you should have did to even make it better is make her feel completely stupid for kicking you in your ass.
Yeah.
Like, is that what you should have said to her? You should have pulled out some old psychological abuse shit and like, was you trying to get my attention? And then say, let me ask you a question. If I was trying to get your attention, could I have just kicked you in your ass?
Right.
No, I couldn't have. I've been in jail by now. But you could have done that. You should just make her feel like a fucking idiot. And that's the next time a girl does that, which would be few and far between.
Unless you get kicked in the ass all the time.
Right. It's like, if that's the case, you just got to make her feel like, you know, look, all you had to do was like me. You know what I'm saying? I would have been responsive.
But dude, it ended with her slapping me in the face, and then we just kind of
same thing.
What did she do?
She kicked him in the ass.
No. When you slapped her in the face.
No, she slapped him.
She slapped me after
he kicked her.
She kicked him twice. He swatted her in the ass, and she slapped him in the face. It sounds to me like she's just being real disrespectful. It's way beyond. Do you know any chick that would kick you in the ass if she had any? No.
Yes.
No.
But we're talking drunk white bar bitch.
Okay. Right. All right. Yeah.
Good point.
Black drunk bar bitches just sit there. And she might go, you ain't shit, nigga. Who you? But really, that's her way of kicking you in your ass. Drunk white girls go, you're not fucking. Bleh. Are you a good-looking dude? Are you considered to be a good-looking dude, Phil?
Do you think I still got a chance, huh?
Oh, fucking not more than a chance.
Please.
You have to show you the fact that she got spare emotions. where she got all this rage. Here's what you got to do. The next time you offer to take on a date, right, and the first sexual contact you get,
kick her in the ass.
You got to let her feel the manpower. You understand what I'm saying?
He doesn't even know her name. Did you guys exchange words?
Well, he doesn't need that.
No, we didn't exchange a single word.
He doesn't need to know.
Will you see her again or no?
Yeah, I suppose she's like a regular.
Yeah,
regular
at the bar. All yeah, right. But before you go, do not make the first move.
No, I won't.
What she's gonna do is give you the whole, hey, we're the kick each other in the ass buddies. When she kicks you in your ass, you go, all right, you know what? I had fun last week with that goofy shit, but where's this going? Is this because if I really kick you, bitch, all your ovaries will be on the ground, so what is this? What are we doing exactly? You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, I'm just going to totally ignore her next time and see what happens.
You don't, do not pay attention to her at the bar. Trust me, that sounds like 1940s advice. Bitches are dumb. Never forget that shit.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much, Phil, for calling.
He should make her feel bad for doing it. If she does it again.
Yeah, but see, let me say something. When women think about stuff, you're always thinking about it in your context. When I say it, men have a plan, like playing chess. You play chess?
No.
Of course you don't.
What? I play Chinese checkers.
Exactly.
Makes you feel better? You play chess?
No.
Nah, why did I even waste time? Now, what happens is chess, you think the greatest chess players, the greatest chess players, the more moves you can think ahead, the better you are. Okay? So, what I'm saying, when I say make her feel bad, it's not just a girl would go, what are you, a child? And then what you need is me to now say the next thing for you to have another thing to say. But if I'm going to bring you down, I have a plan. When I make you feel stupid, plan seven is for you to be, you know, getting me some ice water at 3 a.m. when you're asleep.
Cooking eggs.
And I'm up. Hey, wake up! I'm thirsty! That's plan seven and making her feel goofy. That's what I mean. You just think it's at the moment.
Yeah,
hey,
you're silly, man.
You kicked me in the ass, bitch. Yeah. Like, what? It's not silly. You're looking at how to manipulate the situation to the tenth level.
Maybe she plays chess.
She can't. She's a girl. I just took a poll.
We're rarities. Most there are beautiful women who play chess.
Absolutely not. All right. Who's been on longer, man?
48 minutes.
Which one? Number
48
two?
Minutes.
All right, Josh from New Mexico? Hey,
what's going on, man?
How are you, man? Thanks for holding, man.
Good. How you doing, Patrice?
I'm not bad. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, this is a situation, man. I got this girl pregnant, found out 2 days ago. We've been dating for about 2 years. She's pushing me to get married.
Okay, go ahead. So your thing is you don't want to get married to her?
I'm not ready for marriage, man.
Don't.
Yeah.
It's very simple. And here's let's roll this go systematically, right? About what the drawbacks would be to saying yes and then the drawback to saying no. Both drawbacks have the equation, what do they call it? The common denominator is her. See, if you think of something good reason to marry her, it's on her. The bad reasons, if you anything you do, it's going to be to her
advantage.
Like her advantage. But like say you don't, your reason for not would be because she's upset. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning like if you go, I'm not going to fucking marry you, right? Only reason that you would think about marrying her is because she's upset.
And because she wants that.
Right?
You don't want to deal, or because you don't want to deal with
her. I'm not ready for that.
You're not ready for that. So this is the thing about how we are. You got her pregnant, right? There's nothing to fucking say you have to marry her. Now, we're not going to get into all that being a good daddy. I'm not fucking Maury. I'm saying like this. The reason is there's no upside for you. Think about you for a second. What's the upside?
She's putting it out like, oh, you're going to have a baby before you get married and stuff like that.
And you know what you do? Here's the thing, dude.
He wasn't alone.
Oh, Poppy, what? This is what I'm saying. Do you understand?
No.
Wait, hold on. Don't go nowhere.
It's
don't
not
go
his
nowhere.
Fault.
Dude.
He didn't just get her pregnant. Right. She was there. She's responsible,
she's
too.
Side,
okay, good. All right.
It's like,
how do you get somebody pregnant that's like, oh, I'm
yeah, but what
pregnant.
She that, the point is though is that
she's trying to guilt him.
She,
yeah,
the point is she wants to, she's on. You know what you're doing? You know what you got to do? And remember, the fucking theme of this show. One of the we're gonna think of some principles.
Okay.
Some commandments. Commandment number one: it's your fault. The guy. Never forget that, fellas. What they do is what they do. It's typical. Your girl, trust me, there's a fucking guy out there somewhere that got muscled into marrying a girl because of the typical utopian shit of we gotta get married because I don't want my kid to be a bastard and all that fucking... That bullshit is from 1906, motherfucker. Back when people used to fuck on top of jukeboxes. And that's happy days. That's what Tom Bosley said to Marion. He said, she said, nigga, you got me pregnant. We going to have Richie Cunningham. You got to marry me. That's what they do now. Now it's 2007, dude. Y'all both fuck. You got pregnant. She did. Now, did y'all discuss abortion?
Yeah, well,
and she wouldn't get an abortion. She wouldn't get an abortion.
She's 48 hours old.
No. It hasn't came up like that. It's like, you know, I'm considering it, but she's like dead set on having
the
kid.
She's gonna have the kid.
How old is she?
I'm 25.
And how old is she?
Too. Oh,
okay.
She's 25.
She's
too.
She's
the thing is, we broke up a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
After 2 years, and then got back together.
And then you guess you got her pregnant.
This is her way of just, I guess it's a trap.
Yeah, it is.
Then don't let her trap you.
Don't be upset if she moves on and marries somebody else and has her kid with you. You know what I mean?
Listen, man.
Yeah, I know.
Josh, you can let anybody, everybody, you can put in your two cents, right? But I'm going to tell you something, man. It's very hard, see, and you care about her, right?
Yeah.
This is the fucked up thing. This is the tough thing. Where life is separated in terms of this relationship thing, it's separated between motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about a bitch. Now, if he didn't give a fuck about a bitch, he'd just be like, you goofy fucking hoe, you gonna trap me? You ain't shit. But you gotta understand that emotion is edited out because he cares about her, but he still feels that way. You goofy fucking bitch, you trying to trap me? Do you know I was fucking my girl in the ass the other day? And I came, right? And I thought that it was in the... I was checking while we were fucking to make sure my dick was in the hole I wanted it in.
That's right.
I checked with my two fingers. She said, are you checking to make sure your dick, you're not coming in my... I said, fuck yeah! Yes!
Oh,
I don't want a fucking... I don't understand how you... It's like, look, man, this is your life, nigga!
That's right.
It is.
This is your life! You know what? That kid is going to be your kid. You take care of your kid, all that shit, all that good shit.
Well, I will, man.
But
will.
Fuck that. If you know what you do when you say I'm not getting married to you? You say it with no emotion that she can feed off. She's going to roll around this fucking ground like Larry from the Three Stooges. She's going to do the run spin in a circle. She's going to cry. She's going to go, oh, my, how can you do that? You go, look,
hurt.
I love you.
I ain't doing it.
Listen, if I had a choice, I would probably get an abortion because I'm not ready to have a baby and all that good stuff. A lot of you motherfuckers better learn how to pull out and do
seriously.
It porno style,
how
nigga.
Seriously.
Right
how about
on
something?
The chin.
How about
nah, we ain't gonna go into wearing condoms. Why would we do that to motherfuckers? We talking about pulling out. fuck that
you
shit.
You don't have to worry about anything. Stop fucking.
Hell yeah, dude. It only took once, man.
No,
only
the girls
time.
Do goofy shit like poke holes in the. Yeah, I mean, dude, listen. I know you sound very sad about it, but I'm gonna tell you something, man. Fuck that.
Haven't you heard Anthony Akumia's story?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. That's.
Do you
hell
want
yeah,
that? Do
right
you want
there.
That? Do you want that to happen to you in
it's
2 years
happen, man.
When you eventually divorce yeah. her? It's cheaper to
it's
just pay.
It's gonna happen if I stick with it.
That's
exactly.
The thing to do is marry somebody.
It's gonna be cheaper
look,
just
any,
to pay
any
for the
woman,
kid.
Any woman is gonna push your boundaries until you stop her.
Hey Josh.
So,
yeah.
It sounds like easy shit, but you gotta condition yourself. Here's what you go do right now. Right? Go out to a club, and practice saying shit that women will get mad at. Go into a bar, I'm telling you. Yeah. Go someplace and just go, your fucking hair looks ridiculous. And practice,
you know what?
Practice dealing with...
He'll probably get laid doing it.
He'll get pussy the boot. Thank
will,
you, Dante.
Will get
pussy
laid
the boot.
Doing it.
Stay away from that for
and,
a little bit.
And you... And no, because you have to practice something. There's muscles that you have to exercise that you don't have. You don't... I've exercised that... Fuck that bitch's tears.
The
fuck
filter.
Her goddamn. I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna run around mad. I'm gonna threaten you. I'm gonna call your mama a bitch. Fuck all of that. You gotta practice like, being hard, dude, because you love her. That's the hard thing. My girl wants to move in, nigga.
Wow.
It's pressure for me to go, for her to go, my toilet, when it flushes all over the ground. I go,
get a
what
bucket.
What do you need me to do? You're here. I need you to have your own place because I don't want to look at you every fucking day.
Right.
I don't want you in my house. Not another room, bitch. I don't want your presence, your energy in here. I don't want it.
Yeah,
do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. That's another thing. I'm buying a house here shortly, and she's already planning to move in.
Oh, nigga, here's what you do. Ooh. I'm telling you. Listen,
out.
Man, Josh. Do not fucking... Listen, man. You got to start... Women, you got to start before it gets out of control. Meaning... one of my boys, I told you the story, one of my boys got all his shit broken in his house and all that shit. His girl came in through his computer in the bathtub.
What?
All kind of crazy shit, right? But that, you don't just start out like that. A bitch don't just start out like that.
No.
If you give in now, Josh, if you don't just say to her, look, you got to say to her, look, baby, I know that, I'm not going to say that our baby that we made is a mistake, but I am not marrying you. Now, you make your decision. Now, it's almost like Kaiser Sosa. Remember that shit? The Usual Suspects?
Yeah.
He would rather kill his own family than have somebody hold him hostage because he's not going to let nobody have power over them like that. So if she threatens you to take the baby, she threatens to do this and that, you look at her like she's fucking stupid and say, look, my 2 years that I might spend in jail for your lying is worth it, bitch. And you be cold. That's the only way to do it.
And righteous.
You be cold and righteous. Mm. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Be righteous, Josh. You do it because you... And I'm telling you...
You believe
if
in
you
it.
Marry her, you're going to be marry her unrighteously, man. This is not the
That's
move
true.
You want to make.
That
you understand?
True.
I'm ready when I'm ready.
You don't have to be cold-hearted bastard about it.
Yes,
I'll
you
be
do.
Ready when I'm ready.
Don't listen to her.
Yeah, you do.
I'm saying you need to be true to yourself, but you don't have to be an asshole.
How is he... Okay, wait a minute. We got to walk this guy through this.
No. You have to be... You have to... Consider yourself first, just like Patrice says. You know,
Wait a minute, Josh. Let me ask you, Karis.
Yeah.
If he's not the cold-hearted, like, meaning, not like some evil motherfucker, but he just shuts...
Listen, I can't do this. I'm not ready to do this. I support you, but this I cannot do.
Do you see what you're feeding? He's feeding her a line. See, like a fish, if you're gonna the fish is going to keep biting until it gets...
That. He can't do it. He's not ready to marry her, so
then
he won't.
Say, I ain't doing it.
But do you know that your style... Okay, we're going to have this conversation. Thanks, Josh, for calling. Keep listening. Hang up.
Yeah.
That's a lot, Josh.
Let's have this conversation.
Okay.
Let's role play. I got you pregnant.
Yes. Okay? And I don't want to get married to you.
Why would that be the same?
Some people don't want to do that. I want to make
fucking listen
to
my girlfriend.
Go ahead.
Who gives a fuck about your girlfriend?
She got pregnant. She didn't want to get married.
Are you fucking out of your mind?
What?
Never mind, bitch. Pop, poppy. All right. I got you pregnant, and you want to get married. That's the scenario.
You got to want to get married. That's kind of hard for Poppy to comprehend.
Yeah, because Poppy had a tube tied at 13. I love cum. Can you role play?
Fine. Yes, I can.
All right, I got you pregnant.
Yes.
You do not. I don't want to get married.
I
but,
do.
But
I'm
you
want
to get married.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I think it would be best to create a...
All right, next caller, man. I'm sorry, wait a minute. Hold on.
That it.
Was that the role play?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you think?
That was the narrative before.
She didn't even say action. Like,
she was like...
She has the same voice she has as a regular bitch. Like, she goes, you know, I think... She sounds just like the same
monotone
bitch that annoyed me. All right, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
No, it would be... I want to create a family unit. You can only do that if we get married.
Is that how it starts? Angry? All right.
Okay, my hormones are going crazy.
All right, go ahead.
What the fuck do you expect?
So, sweetheart, calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
I'm calm.
Calm down.
What?
At least we know she won't have a film career ever.
Listen, any directors listen to this shit. Her name is Joanne Smith.
Joanne.
This bitch, I don't want to end her career.
She's going to be in Chris Rock's next movie.
I'm going to tell you something. The Queen of England doesn't go, I think we should keep this family unit. Your family unit, bitch. I came in you by mistake.
Oh.
met you on a road gate. At Chuck-a-Buck.
Take you to the Indianapolis 500. Get the closest seat.
You're evil.
When he crashed that tire, hit you right in the belly. So, never mind. We're going back to we're going back to role play later. You fucked it up, bitch, with your family unit.
Family unit.
Josh, do not get married to that bitch if you don't want to. Trust me. All right. Brian, man. Brian, what's up, dude?
Patrice, what's up, man?
How you doing, man?
All right. Here's the deal, man.
I've been trying to give a bitch a chance. Wait, I'm sorry, Brian. Sorry, start all over. I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, I've been seeing this girl on and off for about 5 years. We took about almost a year break. We bumped into each other at the bar a couple weeks ago. I made her feel like an idiot in front of a bunch of friends she never met. Next thing you know, I'm drunk, calling her at 3 in the morning. We were talking. Next thing you know, we're seeing each other again, talking for a couple weeks. Things are going all right.
So you know what it sounds like? And you tell me if I'm wrong. It sounds like you got back with her out of disgust for your own actions that you did, meaning that you was trying to be a good guy and you made her feel dumb and you don't dislike her. You was a little emotional. But now you almost are back with her as sort of an apology for your behavior?
Right, right. You know, feelings came through again.
Was it feelings or you just... Guilt. Put it this way. If I break up with my girl, man, I got like three ex-girlfriends that I still... Like, that you know, I care about in terms of... I would never leave... Yeah, the bitch ain't gonna be stuck, right. You know what I'm saying? Right. But it's like, you know, if I embarrassed her or something, you know what I'm saying? You might be like, oh, man, I didn't want to hurt her like that. Right. So you fucking hurt her feelings, and you didn't want to hurt them. You were being a dick. But now the reason he's calling is he's stuck because now he's rinsing out that guilt shit. Now he's going, holy fuck. You know what it's like? It's like having a two-year one-night stand, which I've had before. I fucked a bitch. And was like too, when I was younger, you fuck a bitch and you go, you're too immature to go, listen, I think you should be leaving.
Isn't that friends with benefits, though, basically?
That's the saying, you know what I'm saying? But basically, he's being,
is that,
you know,
is
it's
that
a
what
one
it
night
is,
stand, Josh, that he shouldn't have got back in. An emotional
Brian.
One night
is,
stand.
Is that what, are you saying you don't want to be with her anymore? Or
he don't.
No, I was trying to work things back out with her, you know, the plot
thinkings. The plot thinkings. You don't want to be with her, do you?
He's calling the show.
You know what? I don't even know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what is he asking?
He's calling this show to ask if it's worth getting back together with her. Meanwhile, he should be asking himself if it's worth getting back together with her.
Right,
he's calling here because he wants the advice. He wants someone to tell him no because he's already
because
you're asking
the question
right. That he doesn't want to be with her.
You're asking the question you shouldn't get back with.
Already. Look at Danny. Danny's mad, man. Danny's mad.
Danny got his
mad.
How many fucking times I've made this phone
you,
call?
Do you see that emotion? Yeah. That right there, sir, was a man who actually did
what you just
fucking did, and he's living by this guilty conscience because that's the thing about dudes. We don't want to be fucked up. You know what I mean? Like I said, my girl's saying to me, man, yo, my shower's not working properly. You know, can we just move in? Why should I waste this money? Like, she's making this push to move in. And all it is my selfishness. But you got to understand this. Never forget this, dude. Brian, it trickles down from you. Everything. If you watch any nature show, there's what they call in the ecosystem, there's the predator, the top predator. If the top predator gets fucked up, the rest of the ecosystem shitty,
fucks
man.
Fucks up.
You understand? If you go somewhere and kill the alligators, nigga, the ducks is like, where the fuck? Mm-hmm. I need to get eaten. Somebody need to chase me. I don't know what
you
I'm
got
doing.
Giant frogs.
I'm out here just eating bugs and shit.
There you go.
So you got to understand your happiness is paramount. And you know, I was arguing with my girl, and she goes, well, I'll be confused. And I go, good. You should be. But I shouldn't. I should be happy. Because your happiness will keep her happy. And you'll know how to do the right thing if it's for your happiness. And let me tell you something. She will roll with you. If she's not going to go nowhere, Brian. She's not going nowhere. Because you know why? Y'all broke up for a year, and the bitch is still around.
Whatever.
You understand what I'm saying?
It takes a year.
Right.
But you know,
go ahead. Go ahead, ladies.
Brian, keeping a woman happy will also make you happy.
What? Investing
so
time
not
with
true.
Somebody that you don't want.
That is
true.
So
when
not
true.
When
a girl is happy, you're happy.
If, no, that is not
yes,
true.
Yes.
You
my
could
girl
be happy. Okay, you. If I go to see some stupid, goofy movie that
listen
you want
to
see, that makes me
this
happy.
The,
because you know you made me happy.
You're
ready?
Out of your fucking mind.
Ready? Okay,
you're
let me
out
tell you
your
something.
Mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen. Just listen to this. And this is the reason I love having women around on the show. You got to. Because I want you to hear what you just said. Is what
it's
we
so
it's
selfish.
Typical.
What you're saying.
Wait a
is
second.
So
not, it's selfish, Dante. But it's time out though. It's typical, as opposed to self. It's something we heard. Cause it, you know what he means by selfish is that you're reversing it again into how you feel.
You,
when
you don't
I'm
even,
happy, I make sure my man is happy.
But how do you? Did you hear? Wait a minute. She time out. Nobody that. Talk. Do you hear what the fuck you just said? When you're happy,
I don't
so wait, Karen, shut up for a second. When you're happy,
you
want to make your man happy.
Yeah.
Where does that initial happiness come from that you're talking about?
I gotta make you happy first. That's what
your
that's
happiness
what
depends on me making you happy, Karen.
But you know what? If you don't make me happy, then we're not gonna be together. What
do you mean? Fucking I, hear her?
That's
Brian.
What you just said.
No, it's not true.
It's
because
not
you know why?
Thing.
Your happiness is
but
day to day. It's like a goldfish.
You don't even
hold
on. Let me say something. You don't even know what is gonna make you happy. You have no idea what's gonna make you happy. It's
I know
your,
what makes
it's
me
your,
happy, and I know what
it's
makes
your man
happy.
That figures out what makes you happy.
I know what
that's
makes you happy.
What makes me happy, Patrice?
I'm not your man, Kareth. I'm being not literal here. I'm saying meaning you're being a woman. I'm being a man.
Mm-hmm.
I know what makes you happy. You know why? Because you think you know what makes you happy. You don't take me to the movies anymore. Now I take you to the movies. You don't buy me flowers. Now I buy you flowers. Everything, if you make a deal with bitches, they'll just, it's negotiations with terrorists.
And it's
I'll tell you what makes you happy. Whatever the fuck, your sadness is going to make us happy. That's what you're, I'll convince you that you being sad is best for this relationship.
Not only that, but if and who has to decide? Who decides what makes you happy then?
Listen,
nobody likes a punk.
Hold on, turn, oh, ready? Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Now, do you see, let me tell you the lesson you learned from this right now. Is this is how furious and how much you must protect your happiness. Because this is what she'll do. You see, Kareth? She's relentless. See, you don't have a microphone to turn off. But you got to understand, if you get into a situation you don't want to be in, Brian, whose fault is it?
It's his.
It's no one but mine.
It's your
exactly.
fault. Let me tell you, because she's doing what she's supposed to do. Kareth is talking like every other parrot you've ever heard.
He's investing time in someone he doesn't even want. He should just walk away.
You know, he's not sure. You know what he wants? He wants what... It's like guys want... And again, ladies, please don't get so upset with what I'm about to say, but it's the only thing I can think of. We really, in the early parts of our relationship with you, and even deep into it, we really want a dog.
A pet.
We want somebody who is there
you.
For us
when we
need them and
how
we
need them.
Until we get to a place where we give the dog, just like, it's like, when you feed your dog, you don't feed it. You don't feed your, wait a minute, you don't feed it like, people who really love their dogs, they don't feed their dog like, this motherfucker's hungry again. They go,
I gotta go,
here you go, boy.
Yeah.
And they happy to see you ready to eat. Mm-hmm. That is what we like. We like to feel our women, and again, there's no way else to explain it. We like to see you. We like to be happy seeing you happy, like we like to see our dog happy. Like just your happiness that you
that's
know. Wait
you
a minute,
happy,
that you know,
happy.
But that you know,
it's not the same.
But you
that's not
no
what
no
you
no.
Said.
But you try to dictate your own happiness. Let me dictate it.
Why?
Because I know better.
Because you don't know.
You don't know.
If I give you everything you want, ultimately I'm a punk and you toss me to the curb. So I have to give you what you need, not what you want. I got to give you what you need, and I got to decide what it is you need.
What you
basically
want,
what we're not talking about everybody. We're talking about women.
This is why it's really hard. Let me tell you why it's hard to. This is Carol is a master. She's a master at double talk. Meaning, she disagrees with you she's agreeing.
Because, you know, you have pearls of wisdom wrapped up in shit.
You have just shit wrapped up in shit. And it smells like shit. At least mine looks like pearls, bitch. Yours is just shit and shitty fly shit, too. Stinky,
maggoty.
Disgusting
maggot
shit.
I agree with a lot of the stuff you say.
No, you're not.
I don't think this guy should be with a girl he doesn't want to be with.
You never said that.
Because I didn't have a chance.
Poppy said that, but you said...
I didn't have a fucking chance. But I'm saying...
Paris, how is it that four people in this room... And Poppy, to some degree, disagrees with what you're saying, and now you're saying you agree with us.
I never disagreed with the fact that he shouldn't be with her. We're talking about happiness and who...
Yes, but he's not saying he doesn't want to be... I'm explaining the sentiment. What he wants is he wants what he wants. See, a lot of times, to get that...
He doesn't know what he wants. He just said that.
If this bitch breaks a thought one
okay,
more
go ahead.
Time...
I'm quiet.
Holy shit. If where was I? Oh, if he wants, this is what he wants, Kareth. He wants her to be there for him. This is what the dog analogy was. He doesn't want to give all of this shit just to get that little bit he wants. He only wants to give the little bit. He doesn't want to be with her when he just wants to really kind of be with her. But to kind of be with her, he's going to have to be with her. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He only wants to kind of be with her. So what I'm saying, he has to figure out a way to tell a bitch how he kind of wants to be with her. Now, you know what I used to tell my girl when I kind of wanted to be with her? I said, stay in the matrix. Do not eat the pill that you find out what the
surface,
fucked up shit is.
Surface
stay happening. Surface. Do not dig. If you dig, you're going to find something.
Now here's,
so
his,
be happy with fucking his, what his, I'm giving you.
Here's what ultimately happens when you do that. Ultimately, you get everything you want anyway. Because we're not complicated. If you stay surface and you go and you just are easy about everything, then the guy goes...
You're on.
The guy goes, when that...
You're on.
Okay.
When you... This bitch was ready to quiet me.
You know, she's not... You know what? Let me tell you what... Let me tell you what Kareth is. She's a serial killer. turn the microphone off. Kareth sat there, and I saw her stare through you at this fucking cabinet right here. She was not paying attention. Let me tell you what Kareth is. She thinks she's so smart that she thinks she's playing two steps ahead... But really, she's not listening because she wants to make a point without listening to your point first. Mm-hmm. That's why she didn't understand the dog thing. Because as soon as I said a guy wants a dog, I prefaced it by apologizing first. Because
right.
I understand
the only analogy,
how dumb women are, and I didn't preface that. Women are just dumb. Where as soon as you hear that fucking analogy, you're just going to cut off the whole thing. And that no one hears you. No one's hearing you right now. So it's just like Brian. The reason I want to go through this exercise with Kareth because you don't have a mic there is that see the fucking fury that you have to go through. Now, do you want to go through that with some fucking girl who's not like appreciating the fact that you want like your space or that you're going through? She's gonna talk to you in terms of what you're supposed to think, and you feel how you fucking feel, Brian. Don't let her fuck that up. You don't feel like you want to... You feel like what? You feel like you just want kind of a hoe that you care about, right?
Right.
Free ass.
Why is she still talking?
That's Poppy. Somebody different. I'm a different person.
I am. Jesus. I'm on
Are
your
you
side,
mad
dude.
For?
He's not, you're not on his side.
Yes, I am.
You're not on his side. All right. Hey, look, man. See you later, Brian. Damn it. Thank you, man, for calling. I get so fucking upset because what?
No, I'm looking.
What happened? It's, you know what? I need to be in a box by myself. Everything distracts me. Like, because I'm losing my mind. Because it's so typical the shit you're saying. Like, I may be saying shit, but it's a new brand of shit. At least it's a shit coming from, like, an exotic creature like like a jellyfish that you've never seen before. But you're shitting horse shit. Shit that we see every day in Times Square on the street. Like, because it's typical, man. How do you tell a guy, like, you know, you should do this. And yeah, stop trying to always. The nature of it, Kev, is not that you always have a dueling minds. It's not a 50-50 thing, Kareth. It's not. It's a 60-40 maybe. That's the most you can have to have a successful relationship with a girl. If a girl ran it, the fucking relationship would crumble. Crumble! You think we can stay together? Me, you would again. You think we can stay together?
Now,
if, wait a minute, again, she doesn't understand hypothetical. That's
based,
another thing.
Based on this conversation, based on all of our conversations.
Exactly. But
we usually reach the same point. That's the thing.
We never reach the same point.
That is not true.
You know how we reach
that
the same point?
That is not true.
Because I'm fueled from logic. You're fueled from emotion. And my logic, as long as I stay logical, I'll always beat you because you run out of steam. You see how she leaned back and just got exasperated?
Beaten. No, no.
Oh,
no.
You're beaten, little.
No, because you know what?
Nigglet.
I am not a nigglet.
Oh, Jerry called in. Let me call and talk to Jerry for a minute. Hey, Jerry. Jerry.
Hey.
Do you hear this bitch? How do you? This is Jerry, my favorite friend Jerry, with his two girlfriends.
Oh,
Jerry, what up,
hey,
Jerry?
Two
Jerry.
Girlfriends.
That's her.
Just can you? I'm so tired. Can you talk to this bitch for a minute, Jerry? What am I gonna do with her? Do I have to lock her in a closet and beat her? What do you do?
She don't get it. She. You're right. Yeah, absolutely. She's just dumb.
How'd you? Thank you, Jerry.
Do Jerry's girlfriends have sex with each other?
Huh?
Do Jerry's girlfriends have sex with each other?
Sometimes.
Do you think that a guy... Wait, come on. Don't answer that, Jerry. Wait a minute. Don't, Jerry. Poppy, this is what I'm saying. I'm trying to teach every woman in the world.
Is that a real relationship?
A guy who has two girlfriends that know about each other. You don't ask him, is he doing anything? Because he's doing whatever the fuck he wants.
No, I just was curious.
If I had two bitches that were like, I was calling my girlfriends, and they agreed with it, that means his pimping is extraordinary. So even if they wasn't fucking each other, they would be if Jerry said so.
Wait a minute. I'd hate to throw a monkey wrench in this. Weren't we supposed to find out what these girls look like this time?
I know what they look like. I see his website.
Oh, okay, never mind.
They look like, it's like, Jerry kind of looks like the lawyer from, Seinfeld, remember the black lawyer?
Yeah.
Like whatever his name is.
Phil Morris.
The guy who's like, hey, that guy.
Yeah.
And his girls look like heavier versions of who's her buddy on the show? Elaine.
Elaine.
Like,
okay.
It's like that kind of thing. Like they're like, Sixes. Look, like, yeah. Like I would say, what would you number your women, Jerry?
Like a 7 and an 8.
7 and 8.
I disagree,
Jerry, but
women.
You know
what?
That's
me.
Fair enough. And here's a smart thing he did. 7 or 8. One is a 7 and one's an 8. So he keeps one. There's always a bottom bitch. I had to tell my girl this. There's always, even pimps have a girlfriend that have to, you know, get the other
keep
girls to go in. Yeah. I can see if me, you, and Poppy together, Poppy would have to be my bottom bitch. Because Poppy would have to, she would have to talk to you about your attitude. Like, you would be like, he's such an asshole. And Poppy would be like,
look,
baby,
listen, yeah,
you got to understand.
Because
Poppy, she would be sitting there.
He's an
she'd
asshole,
be sitting there looking
daddy.
At her diamond rings and her steak or whatever I'm doing. And Poppy would be like, listen, don't fuck it up for everyone. Stop having so much dignity.
And I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me?
And she'll be like, you got to understand
Poppy's
him.
Like a house nigga. Like, we sick, boss?
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Don't mess it up for us.
I'm telling you. Hey, Jerry, man, how's it going, man? I haven't talked to you since the last show.
Hey, it's going good. Great, actually. Really good.
What's new in your life? For people who don't know, the show, we're trying to get this show on weekly, by the way, just to let everybody. We're trying hard so that we can just we can we never feel rushed, man.
Yeah, we don't have enough time
at
all.
But Jerry, for people who've not listened to the show before, this is one of our favorite. This is actually one of the first callers ever.
Yeah.
Jerry is a, I don't even know what you call it. It's a religion, I think it's called. It's not even called swinging, because Jerry lives with his two girlfriends, and they have their place. It's called like a
polyamory.
Polyamory, yeah, yeah. He's living big love.
Big love.
He's living big love. So in case you don't know, Jerry is just living how we all want to live. Because I think I got enough passion for three bitches. I do. Like, when I don't want to talk to you, like, Poppy would be the one, like, she gets to walk around naked in the house, and I don't get tired of looking at her. You, bitch, go cook, and then we'll talk about life. Like, if Poppy tried to talk about the news with me, I'd be like, look, bitch, come on, you look so good.
That's exactly the way it is, though.
Go get this goofy bitch here to talk about the news. You sit there and cook naked while I talk to Kareth about the news.
That's right.
And listen, cook something where you can cook with one hand and stick your finger in your asshole. With the other hand.
Oh,
I want you to cook naked while sticking your finger in your asshole, and I'll talk life with this other bitch. So let me ask you, Jerry, is one bitch the smart bitch and the other one's the fuck?
Yes.
Now, does the fuck get jealous because she's always trying to be? I know you got it. Women are women, dude.
I know
the fuck one wants to be the smart one, and the smart one wants to be the fuck one, right?
That's correct.
Because the smart one is like, you don't find me attractive? Not that I don't, but let me tell you, the fuck one is better than you, you know, sweetie?
That's right.
The smart one, or the fuck one is like, how come you don't talk to me about world events? Because
right.
you're dumb.
That's right.
And let me tell you why they stay. You think they stay because Jerry goes back and forth? Jerry says, because you're dumb and you're good looking.
Yeah.
And they go, and then he goes, good girls. Yeah, he says it. Go ahead, ask him. Well, you know what? Tell him, Jerry, the pimp shit.
All right, here's the pimp shit.
Are you an actual pimp? Or
No.
He's what I consider
a square pimp.
He's a square pimp like myself.
Oh.
Meaning I could not put a bitch on the stroll. I couldn't do it. I just don't have it in me. I'm not that brutal. But he has all the tools to be a pimp. All the magical shit that'll get you. Because I see you sometimes, you know, blinking slow, getting ready to cry. You don't want me to have that power over you, but I do. Now here's Poppy. Poppy's just like, thank you for being honest. She's just that girl. She's ready just to. Poppy just wants to go, yes, master. Poppy's ready to be a Stepford wife. She's tired of the bullshit.
I am really tired.
She needs somebody to
right.
walk her through life.
Yeah.
You need the same thing, except for you want to go blah, blah, blah.
You're fighting.
Now, if me and you and Poppy was together, I am fucking the shit out of Poppy. And then I'll talk sports with you. And you might be able to come in, maybe lick my balls while Poppy.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
What a pleasure. Oh, my God.
If,
can I really?
If I, it depends on how I feel. I'm sorry, Jerry.
I wish you could see my face.
Hold up. Let me get Jerry to certify
polyamorous.
Yes, tell
us, Jerry, please.
I'm curious. What do you want to know?
Here's what I want to know. And listening to the show, right, everybody's hearing these. They're both cackling, but one's cackling different. Like, mm-hmm. You got to understand what guys hear when y'all talk is, like chickens. Birds. All birds are. So even though you're agreeing with me and you're not or you aren't, it's just really. We just want to throw y'all all breadcrumbs and have you just go. That's it. But when you got to stop and add everything up, you got to deal with how Jerry. Now, Jerry, we want to know, okay, how do you deal with the fact that the fuck one wants to be smart and the smart one wants to be the hoe?
Well, like you said, you have to teach them what it is. You know what I mean? Like, if they left, I'd find me two other bitches.
And they have to believe that. But we know.
And in all honesty, Patrice, uh-huh. for like, I don't know, I didn't talk to you for like 3 months because I was basically, I had a third girl. I was had a girlfriend.
What happened to this one?
Uh-oh.
She was actually cheating on her boyfriend, so she kind of went back.
Oh, and you just let her go back. Good man.
Let her go back.
God damn it. Now, does this guy sound like a creature? Does he sound
he's
evil,
yes.
motherfucker?
He has the charm of Dracula.
Do they work, Jerry?
And that's the charm you have to have.
Do your girlfriends work?
Yeah, they work. They have to work.
What? For
they have
what?
To work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have that.
Because he's a pimp. Yes, you would have that. How, first of all, how can a girl, see, a girl who's in a relationship with a nigga who has three girlfriends, one of them girls would not have a job. They can't say what they would do.
Right.
You're already been talked into.
I thought I was naked in the house. I thought that was my job.
But
Bobby is waiting to be a paid hoe.
That's what it is.
She's ready. Look, put the diamonds. Give me a car.
I will. You know what? I apologize. Jerry, I do apologize. You know what? Because we have to, like, figure out this. There's every pimp style. There's guys who just want mad bitches. There's guys who just want to keep their wife shut. My wife's mouth shut. You know what I mean? There's all kind of pimping that you have to do. But Poppy, I've realized Poppy is like, I will do this for a price.
This,
but we see, no guy wants to think like that because really, Poppy, if you have enough money, like for instance, the Playboy guy, Hugh Hefner, a bitch will be in any position. If I said, look, you're gonna live a lifestyle where I'm worth $20 million and you're gonna get $100,000 worth of shit every year just to be pretty, a bitch will do that.
Right.
Poppy's down for that. What Jerry is and what I like to be is a nigga that talk his way into bitches wanting to be down with me like that.
Yes.
So basically I'm trying to get invited in. It's chosen. Like I'm talking my way into having two bitches. I don't want to pay my. How the fuck? If Jerry said I pay for it, do you think we would hang up on that motherfucker?
I'd be a little more impressed.
Well,
wait a minute.
Why?
Are you out your skull?
Why?
He talked his way into having two bitches?
Because these women are dumb.
I mean, they're kind of getting played, and neither one of them are getting anything.
Please, anybody can be had.
Okay, all right. Ask them what they're getting out of it, Jerry.
Ask them what they're getting out of
it? Yeah, what are they getting?
What are your bitches
getting?
They're getting
a roof over their head. They get...
But they work.
Yeah, they got two cars. They each have their own car.
But they pay their own car payments, right?
Huh?
They make their own car payments, right? Or are they just putting all their own money in the bank?
Oh, shit. You hear Jerry say, hold up, let me say something, nigga. See, this is where the knuckle comes.
Poppy going to be living with Jerry by the end of the show.
This is the verbal pimp slap.
Let me tell you something, girl.
All the money goes into my account.
What?
I pay all the bills.
Oh.
I don't let them pay all the bills. They pay the bills. If I let them pay the bills, then it's because I told them they can pay those bills. But I keep all the money. If they need $20 to go do something, $20? To get their hair done, I give them the money, but they don't hold no money.
Jerry really is a gorilla pimp. God damn, Jerry. I didn't realize it was gangster like that, nigga. And if they don't like it, I punch them in the asshole.
Shit.
Here's the thing. You already know how dumb they are. You think I trust them with my money?
Your money? But they earn that money. That's not...
Believe me, I earn three times as much money as they do. It's all just money.
You know what their money is, Poppy? You know what it is, basically? He's giving them some structure and some guidance.
Yeah.
Why would he have that? Why? Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
I'm about to vomit. He gives them structure.
I can't believe this is really happening in this country.
How can you have, and I bet you his house, your house is clean. They clean the house too, right?
Oh, yes.
No, they better have fucking cleaning, lady.
Do they use their tongue on the toilet?
For what?
If he makes three times as much as they do, he should fucking have somebody come and clean my house.
No, because the three times as much goes...
I've got a lovely lady named Louisa who would try
to... No, please.
Hmm?
I tried having somebody come in and clean the house. They got lazy. I fired them. I had to make them clean the house again.
They were getting lazy.
I couldn't help
them. They're soldiers.
They're like slaves.
No, they're soldiers.
Soldiers.
Wait a minute. When you join the army, right, does a motherfucker just go, all right, y'all go out there and do what the fuck you want. Goodbye.
That's right.
You got to go, attention, yes, sir. And if a motherfucker, let me tell you something. If a captain doesn't give you orders, he'll be like, nigga, this is the worst army I've ever been in. So when you join Patrice's army, it's like, you're gonna be like, yes, sir. Now, okay, a general. Like, my bitch is like a three-star, whatever is two under general.
An admiral?
She can talk. Like, she can go, what? Like, she goes, instead of going, yes, sir, attention, she does it half-hearted, like, yes, sir. She still goes, yes, sir. But I can't court-martial the bitch because
she's an admiral.
Because she has, I delegate some shit to her.
She has tenor.
She's
tenor.
That's why he said one girl is an eight and the others are seven, because the eight is the boss over. Jerry probably doesn't even talk that much to both of them. He talk like, really, I would talk to Poppy. If you acting stupid, I say, Poppy, come here. Listen, this bitch is really fucking us up. And you'll go, yes, sir. And they'll go, Private Carrick, won't you shut the fuck up, bitch? Now give me 20. I mean, suck his dick 20 times. Get on your knees, soldier.
If they're all happy with this, and this is a live they sign up for, more power.
You sign up for that.
Nobody gives
too,
a
Karen.
Fuck if you
are
approve.
Are you kidding me?
You signed up for it too.
Are you kidding me?
All right. Hey, Jerry, man, thanks for calling, dude. Thanks
for
calling.
Hey, I'll talk to you.
I'll talk, man. I'm sorry. Unruly bitches, and I apologize, Jerry.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. See, I don't allow that stuff like Patrice. Like,
that's
you're
right.
You're telling a story.
Hang up on this.
No, hang up. Wait a minute. Jerry.
Is this?
Wait a minute. No. Wait a minute, Jerry. This is what I'm saying.
Pissing me off.
This is the guidance she needs to know that she doesn't open. Do you realize you're only allowed to talk to Jerry because you're here with who?
You, Patrice.
That's right, bitch. Good girl.
Oh, my God.
And she was sarcastic about it, but that's all it takes.
And it was still sexy.
Good girl.
See, that's the thing. Because they try talking, too, and they try. If I'm telling a story or something, or I want to tell them about my day and shit, and they interrupt me, I don't tell the story. I say, are you going to talk or am I going to talk? If they're going to talk, then I don't tell any. Then I don't say anything.
Because they know Jerry's stories are better.
That's right. Shut the fuck up. Let me finish my story, and then you can talk.
About
right.
your dumb shit.
Jerry, can I ask you a question? What do you do for a living?
I'm a computer programmer.
Oh, he's a bore.
And a bitch programmer, too.
That's right.
He programs bitches.
He saw O's in ones.
Matter of fact, that's one of his girl's names. That's his girl. He has one called Gladys, and another one's Computer. Computer, get in here, ho!
Ram.
I will upgrade you.
Which is a motherboard.
Hey, Jerry, these two girls, they're sitting here disgusted.
And unhappy.
They're
both unhappy.
Patrice and Dante, I'll tell you, and this is the God's honest truth. As long, and I've talked to you guys a couple of times.
No doubt.
Neither one of them would leave if I unless I, even if I asked, they'd beg me to stay.
That's right. You know why? Because they.
They didn't have daddies.
No.
He had a big dick.
But do you hear the typical response? And let me tell you something.
Can I see a picture?
Do you think that these two girls didn't say the same shit before they got into Jerry's? Stable into
exactly.
the castle.
That's right.
Count exactly. Count Jerryla. Do you think they weren't saying that? Let me ask you something. Do you take it in ass, Carol?
No.
All right. Do you ever take it in ass, Poppy?
Yes.
Why did I waste time asking that question? I should have said, hey, Poppy, have you never taken it in ass?
I will for 2 carats.
But here's what happened. Before you took it in ass, have you ever swallowed cum?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, think about before you first swallowed your first cum.
It was a motherfucker
didn't
that
you
made
go,
you do
didn't
it.
Did you go, oh, I would not. Wasn't there a time when
I
you said,
I did it to save my life.
Wait
day.
A minute. Will you? Do you think that you would ever, do you, don't, before you swallow cum, Kara?
I can't
did you, listen to me, listen to me. Before you swallow cum, did you think that you, didn't you say to yourself, I would never do that before you did it? Like years before you did it. Ew, I would never swallow no cum.
There's
you
always,
said that.
There's
didn't
always
you? Wait, look at her silence.
That makes
wait,
you
do you see her silence?
Because she's trying to find a way around the fucking question.
No,
it's either yes or no.
Jerry, thanks for calling, man. I want to say something. I want to say it all the way through, Kareth. You sat this. Kara sat there with this. As I've been asking that question,
trying to work
it was a simple yes or no question, right? Now, what Kara did is what every bitch does. She knows what I was getting at. She knows the point I was getting ready to make, and the point was so logical. She went ahead and knew that the point would blow her bullshit up about Jerry. She knew I was going to apply
Jerry
to that. So she tried to figure out a fucking way.
To not answer yes.
Exactly.
One last 5 seconds, if that. The other is a lifetime. I mean, they're living with this man.
But he talked them into it.
Hold up. You see, she even baffles you at times with her bullshit. Because she still didn't address what you just said. The fact that you shut your mouth and didn't answer yes or no questions.
I was thinking.
Answer the
question.
That?
Because I was trying to think if it was ever a conscious thought in my mind.
Okay,
like,
wait.
When it happened,
okay,
it was
never a time. There was never a time in your life that a guy goes that you thought about cum in your mouth when you was talking to your girlfriends or whatever. That you thought about cum in your mouth and you didn't go ugh. Mm. Again.
No.
We're going to go on a break, man. We're going to be back with this goddamn fuck. Look at her nice and frustrated. Good for you. I bet your titties are sweating too, bitch. All right, we're going on a break. We're coming back. We're going to still take calls, man. I know it's been long. We're taking calls, you motherfuckers, man. Damn it.
On the Black Phillip Show, Patrice O'Neill gets to the bottom of those tough relationship issues.
Who had the herpes?
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
I don't have three girlfriends because Poppy pees on guys.
Out of spite.
Out of spite.
Like, that's the best way to pee on a guy out of spite, as opposed to pissing on him with love. As opposed to squatting down and butterflies along with piss comes out on your chest.
I mean to pee in his mouth, so I peed in his eye.
You peed in all over his eye.
Oh,
did you
God.
Like
that?
That
was mean.
Was that empowering? Did you drink Kool-Aid for like 3 days straight?
Pineapple
so your piss was
juice.
Just completely yeah. orange.
Champagne.
Yeah. So it had like a liquory tinge to it.
Yeah, nice yeah. acid.
Look at Poppy. She's so tired.
Tired.
You see her? She's yeah. just a tired hoe. She's so tired.
Hold it on.
She's a tired hoe. Like, she talks about peeing in a guy's eye. As, like, it's like if you ask somebody about what kind of games did you play back when you was a kid. Yeah, I used to play hopscotch and double dutch.
And pee in a guy's mouth.
I used to pee in guys' eyes and noses.
For spite.
He said mouth, but I peed in his ears. I'm like, fuck you. I'll pee in whatever senses you... I'll pee on your taste, touch, smell, but I won't pee in your ears.
It's tainty.
I hope everybody's going to church on Easter tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, Gene, Pennsylvania. What's up, Gene? How you doing, man?
Patrice?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Pretty good. I just want to say Dante should have taken that bet. I didn't know who Karis was.
The what?
I said Dante should have taken that bet. I didn't know who Karis was.
Which one? He didn't know who I was. He should have taken the bet.
No.
Oh, yeah, nobody knows who you are. Oh, Karis really thinks she's somebody knows.
No, I was saying I wouldn't take the bet
right.
that you knew her.
No, he don't know. No one knows. All right, right. No one knows, Karis. She thinks she's done I Love fucking 1942 a couple of times on VH1, like, and no one got... They think she's the other two black bitches that sit together. They think they're part of Frangella. That's a... They think she's Wanda Sykes and shit. Is that Wanda Sykes? No, I'm not. Well, bitch, go. Go ahead, Gene.
What's up, Gene?
What's going on, man?
All right, well, basically, I run into a problem with, like, I don't have any problem with girls or getting girls.
Yeah.
But I did, like, 4 years ago. Like, when I graduated high school, I'm 22.
Yeah.
Well, I've known this girl since high school, and she's been, like, a really good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to the point now where it's like an obsession. Like, I'll be with another girl and all I can think about is my friend. But every time I'm with her and an opportunity arises, I just, like, it seize up. Like, I go into, like, she's my little sister mode or some shit.
Why is that?
I have no idea.
Like, well, okay, what I mean by why is that is what is she doing to make... See, you got to understand, though, anytime a guy... Because guys know how to make decisions immediately... Women need something else to give them the direction to go into. So what you're doing is you're being kind of girl-like. So what is she doing to make you think in this way? What is she doing? Is she telling you that you're like a brother to her? Is she telling you you're like, you're so great and does she put you in a position where you think that you'll be betraying her trust if you try to fuck her?
Not really. It's just, I'm in a situation where it's just awkward because I've known her for so long. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
you
I don't
jerk
really
off
know
to
what's
her?
Going on. What's that?
You jerk off to her?
Did I ever talk to her about
jerk,
it?
Jerk off. You ever jerk off to her?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, nigga.
He's
stop.
In love with her.
Yeah, but he thinks
that's
he
great.
Is.
That, he's in love.
That's
in
the
love.
Best thing. That
Does he want to know how to get her? Or?
No, he's wondering. What he's wondering is why... He can't be. He's a confident kid, is what he's saying. He said he gets pussy, no problem. But this chick is making him go
shaking his foundation.
He has
this,
real
yeah.
feelings.
She's like
you
his
know
idol.
What it is?
It's like he's idol.
No, you know what it is. We want to be. You know what it is. I'm gonna tell you what it is. And I heard. I have to give credit. I heard a guy say this like they were like Max Kellerman, and it was genius. And I said, it's true. When you love your, because I fuck my girl a little less horrible than I used to. When we objectify women, that's why we watch porn. You couldn't watch a porn if the woman started telling you why she does porn. Like if a chick goes, yeah, my dad left the house and. I was touch funny when I was.
I mean,
and
like,
then yeah. Lou Bega squirt right off. Me, I'm like, bitch, I don't want to hear your fucking reasons why you're abusing yourself. I want to. We like to objectify women. We like to treat them like dirt bags. And what it is you treat these other girls like dirt bags, but this one is kind of like. So, almost like Scarface's sister to you, just pure, and you don't want to. It's bullshit, dude.
No,
treat her like the whore you need to, and love her twice. You know what? Because if you don't treat her like the whore, she's gonna leave you anyway.
That's right.
Think to yourself. Yeah. Think to yourself. This is what you think to yourself,
oh,
right?
God.
Think about some guy fucking her in her mouth, right? and putting his balls in her mouth, slapping her around, and she's loving it, right? And you're Mr. Goofy McLove, why some other guys treat her like garbage, and you're sitting there going, booby, booby. Like I say, if a nigga come to me and say, yo, I fucked your girl before, I'd be like, really? But did you choke the bitch and hang out the window like she like, nigga?
On her.
Did you do that? No, you didn't. Because I treat her just as like the whore that I would treat a whore. But the difference is, here's the payoff for her. I love her.
Yeah, like that's what I know I should do.
Treat her like a whore.
No.
Treat her like
no.
You know the girl.
No.
When's the last time you got some pussy, dude? When's the last time you got some pussy?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, right?
How
did you fuck her? You didn't fuck her, right?
No.
He brings up around her.
You fucked some other chick, right? And you fucked the shit out of her, didn't you?
Yeah.
What?
And now, she loves you back because you fucked the shit out and you treat her like you don't like her.
Ask him this. How would you fuck your friend that you think is your sister? You when you jerk off
probably
to her, do you jerk off with the thought in your head like, do you hear music and fucking right? Do you hear? wait, turn that shit off. Now let me ask you a question, dude. Do you hear when you think about fucking her, when you're squeezing one out to her? Are you thinking love?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, I envision this like magical thing, and with other girls, it's not like that. It's just I'm trying to get some pussy.
Because you know, and those girls love you, but you don't give
you
a
don't
shit.
Know that.
Because the other, no, he
they
do
love him.
Because
yeah,
he's
that,
fucking up with horror.
He's just gonna be disappointed after
he's,
all.
He's, sure
I don't
is.
Shit, shit about the other girls. It's just something to do.
He is.
And then they
dude,
call.
Like she got a golden pussy with doves in it, and it ain't.
Maybe she does.
It might even stink.
The right girl does.
Dude, you
the right girl might taste like honeydew.
You got to.
Or
that
honey,
is the dumbest
honey.
Thing I've ever heard
you
in my life.
You got to.
I just
told
not going like to be that great.
I don't want
it can't
no honeydew.
Honeysuckle.
Hold on a second. Hey, dude, listen. You there?
Yeah.
Listen.
Shout himself.
Listen. you are in, I wish I had a name for it. I'm not a psychologist, but there's a name for what you have. You have a some type of love fetish that you think you can't. You can't fuck the girl you love. Like, you can fuck these hoes, but really, let me tell you something. To be in a happy relationship, you have to either hoe your girl up or hoe her down. I had to hoe my girl down. I have to hoe Poppy down. I'd have to hoe Kareth up. Because Kareth, you'd be like, damn it. After you get over this love phase, you're going to be like, jeez, I wish she would lick the rim of my asshole. And you gotta, and you go, damn, all that love,
she
I still need
like
to.
He's also 22
she
years
might be
old.
Like
yeah,
that.
That's
yeah,
what
this
it
ain't
is,
even
too. Dude, don't you worry about it, man. When you fuck her, dude, you fuck her like the young soldier you are. I wish I could go back to be 22.
But be tender and call.
Boy, it's like.
I wish I had an ejection button for you two goofy hoes. Hey, dude, man.
Be tender and call.
Thanks for calling, man. Listen, man.
Call.
Just
need,
fuck her.
Danny, we gotta get that on a soundbite.
Hey, Chris, cousin
be
Chris.
Tender.
Cousin Chris, man, what's up, dude? Chris.
Yo, they are really out of their fucking mind.
Danny, Chris. Five. Cousin Chris. Chris.
I fell asleep.
Chris.
Chris, you sleeping?
Wake up,
nigga. Chris.
For an hour and a half.
Oh, my. Oh.
Chris fell asleep. sorry, Chris, because he got a good question, boy. Chris.
I'll put him back on hold. Give him another chance.
Yeah, give me that, because Chris is a... Oh, my God. Hey, Victor. Victor, I want to talk to Victor.
You mean Victor?
Victor, what's up, man? What's going on, Victor?
Yo, Patrice, first of all, I got to say, yo, love the show, and, dude, I totally dig everything you guys are doing on 202.
Yeah.
But, yo, I have to know something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, I'll just take you back for a sec. I was dating this girl years ago, living together for, like, 3 years. Fucking sex was nuts.
Nuts meaning good, down Philly.
You got to get a white translator.
Like, stories and shit. It was crazy.
You was hanging bitches out the window?
Yeah. During rush hour traffic, it was butter.
Oh,
so
Wait a minute. Some people don't know how to tell stories. You can't just go, by the way, I hung the bitch out the window.
During rush hour traffic.
Because you got to understand, some people do. When you say shit like that, you got to have a fucking a preface. You got to understand that. I know that that's good.
Well, no, that what I'm saying, Patrice, is this is the preface. This is where I'm going.
Okay, so
with this girl.
Wait, how?
This
by
girl
her feet?
While, right?
By her hands?
What's that?
Her head, just her head out the
so when you oh so when you're fucking her, her head
is out the
was
window.
Going in and out the window.
No. We had this apartment, right? We had like the windowsills were like 3 feet deep.
Okay.
So I mean, we used to get like real freaky. So anyway, I would hang her out the window up to her waist and get on top of her and like you know make sure she didn't fall out.
And so the idea she would get turned on by the idea of getting ready to fall out the window.
No, people watching.
I don't know, man. She was a freak. But anyway, it turns out, right? This chick fucking totally like ganked me for every fucking dime I ever saved, right?
Well, you should have fucked until she fell out the window.
I know.
You fucked that bitch until she fell.
Oops.
So what's your problem?
All right, so my problem is, right, once I found out that she took me for like 12 G's.
How, though? Out your bank account or out your...
I was on my way home from work, and I was usually cash in hand. And anyway, I had no money on me. I roll by the ATM, and it's like, you know, non-sufficient funds. So I'm like, what the hell is that all about?
But no, how'd she
like,
get the money? How'd she get the money?
She took my ATM card, but I, you know, since I always had cash.
You know what I'm trying to do. The only reason I'm asking is I'm trying to blame you. Now, did you get this bitch your fucking PIN code?
I think she looked over my shoulder one time, or you know what I mean?
Did you give it to her?
No.
You didn't give her she stole it.
No, yeah, so she stole it. So
right,
I talked to the manager, I'm like, this is what's happening. So they're like, let us look into it. So anyway, they're like, look, if you sign this, you're gonna have to prosecute or whatever. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So then I go home, I tell her, right? Turns out, girl had a problem with the coke.
She was a cokehead.
I wasn't
so
doing
what?
It. But...
No, wait a minute now, because we got. I'm sorry, dude. I'm gonna tell you. I'm apologize to you and everybody. We're gonna get this show. I'm telling you, we're gonna get in this show on once a week, dude. Because there's other calls that I want to get to, but I want to ask this motherfucker. Like, I want to hear everything. But what?
Right.
What the fuck is your problem right now?
All right. Well, my problem right now is when we broke up. When I found out. And I was like, I'm out of here, right? She's just like, you know, fuck you, all this other shit. You got a tiny ass cock, right? Now, like, skip ahead, like 3-4 girls later. Everything's gravy. But anyway, these 3 or 4 other girls, they tell me, like, after I do them or whatever, like, man, you got a perfect cock. Now, it's kind of like, you know, Jimmy Norton obsesses.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're asking, let me get to the question for you. Are you asking... Can some girls think your cock is nice? You're fucking upset. You're saying you're like me. I have the same dick. I have a non-complaint dick.
Right.
But I don't see what you don't have, dude. You don't have a big dick. If you got to question it, it's not a big dick. But if you know that you bring girls pleasure, you just don't have the dick you want. And that's what it is, your ego. But because
right,
that wouldn't
have
hurt you.
Fucking porn dick.
Right. If that hurt his feelings, that means he always had a little low self-esteem about it. I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, I know my dick is decent. That's all it is a decent dick. I want a damaging fucking... I want one of them dicks like them Rams when they fight on the Discovery Channel. And it just rears up and hits the pussy
the size of a Timberland.
Hey, you know what, though? I think you got a normal size dick because of some girls... I think a little dick.
Yeah, but she said that after he,
after she stole money.
And she's
and she fucked you out the window, and then
right.
You know, always.
You know what? You got a good point.
Come
she
on.
Took his money.
She took your money.
She snorted coke with
her fingers. Why did this girl?
You know what, dude?
Hey, fuck
nigga,
her.
I think you know what? Get your money back and buy a dick implant, motherfucker. Just go get a bigger dick, motherfucker. Fuck it. All right, thanks for calling, dude. Wow.
She was smart enough to play on his insecurity.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like, on cold.
You hey, little dick
hey,
motherfucker.
Hey, Rich.
My head.
Rich.
I don't know. I'll be right back. Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, dude? I can't believe I'm reading hey. What I'm reading.
Yeah, Patrice, I'm not kidding you on this.
What, baby?
All right, listen, man. Here's the deal. I had a girlfriend back in 2001 when I used to work when I was 18. I used to work at this truck stop. And that was the last girl that I did back in December 2001. I have like social anxiety or something, man. I go out to bars. I just can't seem to close the deal.
Well, what do you do now?
I'm surprised I haven't jumped off a bridge at the moment, you know?
Rich, what do you do for a living now?
I don't think people, wait a minute, I don't think people really know what's going on. My man, you're saying that you have not had, we have to ask him a question about it though. You haven't had pussy for 7 years almost.
Going on six. I'm
going on,
you.
6 years since 2001, since now.
I'm not fucking kidding you.
Was
face,
it, was it cause you're not trying? Or because you're having a drought, you're having a 6 year drought, you just can't get pussy.
I think for about a year there, a year or two there, I just really wasn't trying. I was really just really not caring.
So it's been 3 or 4 years of can't.
And it's yeah, and that's
how,
exactly
how
right,
old
man.
Are you, man?
I'm 23.
Shit,
damn.
What do you look? Are you horrible looking? Be honest now.
I got a MySpace. I don't mind putting it out there.
Well, can we put the MySpace? Can we say it out?
Yeah, he can say it.
Say your MySpace.
Yeah, I don't mind. It's MySpace.com/MOVIE.
Z as in zebra?
V.
Movie. I think it's movie, right?
Movie mogul.
Movie mogul. Oh, he has fantasies about being a movie mogul.
Geek 3.
Geek 3. Oh, Jesus Christ. Nigga, change your name, first of all. Movie mogul Geek 3. Nobody's sucking a movie mogul geek. Bitches only suck movie moguls' dicks.
Not Geek 3.
He didn't give it to him. He didn't give it the right thing.
All right, say it again.
It's movie mogul.
Okay, movie.
M-O-G-U-L.
M-O-G.
Right.
Geek 3.
Geek, G-E-E-K 3.
No, it's Movie Mogul.
I think it's 83.
83, the number.
Oh, 80. I thought you said geek.
And that's MySpace.com/MovieMogul.
And you got a motorcycle on your thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Man, I got to sign in so I can see more of his stupid pictures.
All right, we're going to see what this guy looks like. And so you've been trying, really. We're going to tell the girls to look at it. Now, y'all be honest. Y'all be honest. We're gonna turn it to the chick. We're gonna turn it to around, man. We're gonna see if this motherfucker is a mess. And y'all be honest now, man. Go ahead. Wait a minute. Click.
Yeah. Give me your worst.
Click the pool. Click the pool. I give you some pussy. He's a crazy. He's not. You're not well.
Are you a heavy drinker?
Am I what?
Are you a heavy drinker?
Wait, ladies, what does he look like?
He's fine.
He's fuckable, right?
Yeah.
Poppy, you would fuck him, right? On a
yeah,
good...
you know, whatever.
Is he a slow Tuesday for you?
He has nice lips.
You gotta explain this. She doesn't know the terminology.
He has nice lips for a white guy.
Why do you have to... See, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to fucking... You don't have to preposition it with...
Yes
for
or
a
no.
White guy.
Most white guys have no lips.
Now, you would fuck this guy.
Most white guys have no lips. You've got very nice lips,
Carol would fuck him.
But click the other one. He's not in the pool.
I think a lot of it's just, you know, my confidence level is
of
really low.
Here's what you got to do. First thing you got to do is you got to start off by flirt with everything. The grocery lady, the cleaning lady, the old, just talk to women, say shit to women as much as possible. You gotta, it's like batting practice.
I think he looks like a guy
to,
who has
just
a girlfriend.
Just to build your game.
Maybe that's it.
You know what it is, too? We didn't ask him this. What do you think it is?
I think I just got a lack of self-confidence, a lot of it. I'm afraid of, because a lot of times I've been rejected, and it's just affected me a lot, you know?
Listen.
Maybe your standards are too high.
No, it's not, dude.
No, maybe
if he has a confidence problem, he needs to get and talk shit.
I'm telling you, the funny, let me tell you something.
In that picture, he looks scary.
You're kind of a funny, you know what it is? You look like
doesn't have any confidence.
You look like a guy that's just happy to be there. But let me tell you something about arrogance, man. You have the fucking...
I'm one of the nice guys.
You look like a nice guy. You look like a nice guy, sweetie.
You know what?
Exactly. I I'd like to try to be one of the assholes, but I don't think
no,
I can.
No, don't be an asshole. Just be confident. Because you know what? You are a good-looking guy, and you seem really great. You have a lot to offer.
Let me tell you what it sounds like when she's talking to you. It sounds like, oh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, look at the puppy dog eyes. That's why he can't get pussy.
For him.
How can you give me pussy, right?
If you feel sorry for me.
Especially if you think you're doing me a favor.
You're right, absolutely.
And
exactly.
Dude,
nobody wants to be a sympathy fuck.
Why do you not have confidence?
You know,
6 years.
I don't know. I'm gonna tell you something.
Both these girls are fuckable girls. Okay? Now
they sound fuckable.
Because they're breathing. This nigga's like,
they
alive. I'm gonna fuck them. Let me say something to you, dude. They both went like this. Now they both kind of went. They made that look like shoulders up. Like I don't understand.
What's
like
that?
They didn't go wow. They went. Why is he not getting pussy?
Yeah, like, basically, yeah.
And let me tell you, dude, you come off like, why am I not getting pussy? I don't know. Like, your question is fucking, like, why you don't get pussy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to control that, dude. I don't know how to...
I'm kind of hesitant just to talk to anybody because I usually end up in some sort of
hit on 10
chicks. Hey, thanks for calling, dude. Thank you for calling. Let me tell you what it is too. Let me tell you, this dude, he does something. He works where you can't like meeting women. This is meeting women in New York is like a hard thing to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like meeting women is the toughest thing. Like in the street, like I'm good at coming up to a bitch in the street. Like, right. Like saying some old fucked up shit and have a girl go whatever. But some guys go out in two places, like fucking bars mm-hmm. and where you're supposed to meet bitches. And that's where he's doing. He's going out to typical places trying to meet bitches.
And he looks thirsty.
And he looks like a guy who's trying to meet a bitch.
He looks thirsty.
But you got to walk in the street, dude,
like
just stand there with your arms folded. Like, bitch, fuck you. Like, I'm going to tell you for real, Poppy's pretty. I get Poppy. I just get Poppy. I'm going to tell you why I get Poppy. Because I just said it. And I just went, I get Poppy.
Yeah.
Dismissively.
And believe it.
And she knows I think I get her. I'm a fat motherfucker and Poppy knows I think I can fuck her.
He has to approach girls like he already is fucking two girls.
She knows that she would try her best. Poppy will call me fat and this and that. She'll do that. But she knows I'll be like, bitch, please. And if I get a hold of you, here's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
She knows. Bitches know that. Now, theoretically, Poppy's out of my league. Theoretically. Like, if you saw me and her walk up the street, she's like my girl. If you saw me and my girl up the street, you'd be like, well, that bitch is... You'll think bad of her, and you'll think, lucky me. I'm like, suck my dick, nigga, lucky her. Lucky these bitches.
That's right.
That's how you gotta think.
Is the computer plugged in? And if you can't be sitting around hesitating, you gotta go and get in the game.
Because what you create in your head, you put out there.
I say flirt.
To anybody to get some ass in the world. I mean.
No, but see, that's coming from somebody with the ass.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, he won't even go out and just like.
But some people don't
have
that.
He said he's afraid to. And so
he feels
perpetuate.
Like it's a commitment.
Wait, hold on.
We
got to take a quick break. We got to come back and finish the show up, though. But we'll take the last break of the show. All right.
That's my,
you know, I got this.
I told this bitch.
Yeah, it's on.
Yo.
It's
son.
Oh, shit, I'm an asshole. My shit turned down. I'm like...
Oh, this is beautiful.
That poor guy. See, this is what we was talking about this off the air,
dude. Exactly why
this
he came
poor
late.
Guy, this fucking poor guy that just called, man. I had to rush through. The show's over at 12. It's like... Danny's still, we're still left with the same shit we had last week, last time.
Yeah.
Danny's girl problems ain't even getting addressed. This poor guy, if I did nothing to help this guy. I feel sad because I told him a philosophical standpoint, he needs help.
You helped him. Tell him what you said, Dante.
Let me tell you my approach. I say insult a bitch as many times as you want. That's how you get confidence.
That's...
Saying
that's,
hello?
No, that's too far.
But you know
in.
We kick it different,
in.
Though.
That's
dog.
Too far. That's,
I, we, he needs step 10 right now.
No.
I
no,
say,
no.
Go up to a bitch and say, I bet you your titties are sweaty underneath.
There's no way he could do that.
He got the confidence tonight because we looked at his picture and we said he was all right.
Here's what I'm saying. There's no way that he could do that. He doesn't have the confidence to do that.
But that's how he gets the... He
no,
can deal... All right.
He doesn't understand it. He doesn't
I have to explain it to him. I say
to
just go out and say hello, hi, how you doing, to 20 bitches a day. I say
do
that.
20 women a day? Because he's putting too much weight on it. Can
because,
I say that?
Because...
No, he needs to talk to bitches.
Yeah, he needs 20 Because
he hasn't had... None of you bitches gave him no pussy for 6 years.
He needs to think like that. This is what he needs to do. He needs to get his own frustration
and
anger
no
out.
Pussy
that fucking.
So he
you know
does think
I'm
a serial killer.
You?
Right, that fucking thought of frustration
with,
where you can't
with
get
no
pussy.
With no intention to get the pussy, just
exactly.
to get it, just to get the 20
just
in. Get 20.
But you're preparing Absolutely. Him for almost a. It's a rejection that can harm him if he comes that way. We're talking two different. Me and Dante from two different motherfucking schools of thought. I say, tell a bitch you look like your breath stinks.
That's how you get kicked in the balls.
That's
my
approach.
In the balls, okay?
Like I said, I'm a bear hunter. Dante, I go up and I got a trap and a bat. Dante goes up with water.
And honey.
And quiet
and
shoes.
Snickers.
Slippers.
Quiet shoes.
And Snickers.
And pets him, and they earn his confidence. I go to a bear who's ready to fight anyway, and I go, you make me sick, you goofy bear. And that bitch goes, and then I got all my bear shit.
In the head with
so my thing is, I prepare for rejection, because my thing is, I believe I can turn hate into love. Emotion is emotion.
Right.
So my theory, dog, is like, okay, I get the bitch at her highest level of hatred for me and then turn it around. But he should get used to animosity from a bitch.
Well, he needs
he
to go to the
gerbils.
School of bear hunting instead of...
No, he should start with gerbils and work his way up to bears.
I've gotten a number of a chick because I said, hey, you know, I think I'm somewhat attracted to you. And
nigga, do you realize that's bear hunting right there?
Yeah, but it ain't your breath stick. It is backhanded, but it ain't bear hunting. It's still. So she was like, "What?" I was like, "I think
it's
you're somewhat
attractive." I drove up.
What attractive, Kenneth.
I drove up.
I said I'm somewhat attracted to you. And she said, "What?"
She's probably
somewhat.
Intrigued. I'm like, "What the fuck?"
What do you mean, somewhat? I said, "Well, I'm just being honest. I just,
and
I'm
she's
trying
like,
to
oh,
feel,
wow, an honest guy in New York City.
What I'm feeling.
And so she fell for that.
Look, son, I pulled up next to a bitch in a car.
I know what you
And
the
bitch had an afro, and I said, let me say something. You look, this car's nice. I'm sitting there trying to figure out if I like that dumb hair doing that. And then I rolled my window back up.
And she gave you her number? She
that bitch
in the car?
Rolled it down and said, fuck your haircut too. Yeah. I could probably get a better barber, bitch, but my haircut don't matter as much as yours. Now, you should be with... You don't have a man to tell you your fucking hair's that fucked up, dude. And she's like, you're an asshole. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Oh!
I'm sorry, bitch. You know, and then I explained to her, you know, back in high school, nigga punch you in the arm, he really liked you. I just didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to say because you was so beautiful. I just didn't know what to say
to
you.
That's in the fifth grade. You've snapped your bra.
You goofy bitch.
Oh, my God.
It's definitely a different approach.
Y'all are so what we do. We fucking go back and forth about different ways to get a bitch.
Why? Because
and really you know what y'all do? You sit on that.
We take up that much money. Time.
You sweat. You sit on that hairy fish and just wait.
A hairy fish.
What did you just say?
You sit on that damp mess and wait for. And judge the lines that they're judging now.
Yeah.
Like me and Dante sitting there saying, this is what we're going to say, this is what I say, this is what you say. And y'all sitting there go, that is goofy.
Until, it, and until they get hit with it.
And so we going back and forth like true peers about this shit.
I'm not saying Harry this.
And then, but that's how my man that we just talked to, he has to look at it like that. Because that's what it is.
Rich,
it ain't
no.
special to us. It's something we want to pop.
Rich.
Hey.
A vagina's not, we make it too special. It's just.
It is special.
To you.
And to you, because you keep talking about it.
It's special because we're trying to fuck it.
It's like food.
It's special in a context, but it ain't magical.
Not necessarily delicious.
It is magical. Some have glitter. No.
It ain't better than my dick.
Sorry.
We all do the same thing with it. Pee with it. And fuck with it. What else you do with your pussy besides a baby and some blood? Nothing else! that ain't got nothing to do with me. That's God. God did it to you. My dick gets hard or it gets soft. I pee with it, and that is it.
And I put it in you.
Put it in you.
That's it.
Why is your pussy better than my dick?
You need a retreat. Do you have a camp? Like, seriously, do you really get a retreat? We need to have a girls' camp and a boys' camp. And we need to.
And you know what'll happen?
And I'll be in the boys' camp.
I will let.
You're not fucking helping, Poppy.
Sucking Jason's
Jesus
dick.
Right.
Should be in the woods sucking
Jerry.
Sucking Jason with his hockey mask. This thing's like, nigga, I can't kill nobody. Killed. I just came.
You need like a men's retreat, like a weekend.
No, but here's the thing. You may think it's anger. Like, look it. That's why I like Kareth here too, by the way. Because Kareth can take a nice beating. It's not personal. It's frustration. I live the frustration of what y'all do to us. This is what. This is not Kareth. This is not you. This is not Poppy. This is every single one of these motherfuckers out here. Y'all are annoying. You don't think like you see us going back and forth with this, trying to have a concept about fucking what. Like it seems
the meaning.
Like
the
we're
meaning.
Trying to
what
figure out different
mean?
Ways how to do it, and it comes from market research.
Right.
I had to research, hey, what am I going to say? Because I say the same thing to every bitch. If I saw you driving through the, I would say, I would have to read you. Like, if I see a bitch at a BJ's, like, going to BJ's, and I'll say this. I'll walk by a chick and go, I'll look at her up and down with disgust, and I'll go, never mind, you probably got kids, you're shopping at BJ's, bitch. And then she'll go, excuse me? Never mind. Nothing, baby. Go get your giant bucket of mustard for your 16 kids. I don't have no kids.
Really?
For your fucking information, you got to have kids. Come on, sweetie. Go get a giant thing of pepper.
60 ounces of
why are you
mustard?
Here, motherfucker? You must got kids. Nah, they have these big steaks I like in the back. I'll be out of here quick. Matter of fact, that's why I don't have a cart, bitch. Go get your diapers.
And your
and then she'll go, la la, and I'll go, I'm sorry, I'm just playing.
Oh, my God. You're such a dick.
I'm sorry, I'm just playing around. I'm playing with you. Know. What you getting? What are you getting? I'm just playing with you.
Why do you have to incite people to get them to talk to you?
Because she's emotional.
Emotional.
And she knows I can control her now. Now her pussy's the wet a little bit.
That's right.
I gave her some emotion. That's why I tell my girl, you don't get mad at nobody.
Hey.
Don't you ever get mad at no nigga. That means you got excess passion you giving away, bitch.
that you're not giving to me.
The emotion's got to come up and it's got to go
down. Watch your mind.
Ask Danny about his cousin with the.
With what?
With my necklace.
What, the peacock?
I didn't even have to say nothing.
Dante, I brought my cousins to a show at Stand Up New York, and Dante just sat down at the table. Didn't have to say a word. A word. My cousin looks at his fucking stupid rattlesnake necklace. He goes, is that a rattlesnake tail? Is that a rattlesnake tail? And immediately I knew, and I'm sure Dante knew too, at the same instant, she was hooked.
And
she had just been caught like
and
a fucking fish.
You all have your bait. You all have your bait.
His jewelry is it's meticulous and it's planned.
Yeah. Well, women do like
shiny
things.
I wore a shiny yellow coat today.
We do like shiny things.
You know, I wore a yellow coat and a hat with yellow shit on it. Because bitches like yellow.
That says cooch, by the way.
It's too.
Nah, coochie, but I'm there. I wish I had that.
Well, I can't see the Brimmers flag.
That said big pussy on it. So, it's the thing,
it's
too.
It's got to be real specific.
Here's an epiphany I just had just now.
He also has a present.
If I'm a hunter animal, I hunt, I have to turn him into the animal. So, if I'm a hunter bear and I need aggression,
I gotta
make a bitch aggressive.
You insane shit.
That is perfect.
Because I have my bat and my bear hunting.
Your bat
and my,
with the nail in it.
And my poison fish.
Poison
to knock
salmon.
You out
a
so you wake up
fish.
Locked up. Mm-hmm. Now, I have my bat
that's
and my...
illegal.
I have my bear hunting... I have my bear hunting tools. Now, if this bitch is... I can't just go up and hit a deer in the back of the head. I'll feel bad. So I have to get... I have my bear hunting tools. So I have to get a bitch to be a bear. I got to find him. I got to get a bitch to go. And the audacity of a fat motherfucker saying, you look like your breath stink, makes them mad. It's audacity. And then it works. And then when I fuck, when I'm good in the sack. That's the only thing I told you I don't have. I don't have a baby arm dick. If I was blessed, God knows if he gave me a baby arm dick.
There'd be havoc.
There'd be bitches in here packed like sardines. I'll go, you stand there and you, bitch, you get on top of a, like a totem pole. And y'all just dance right there. And you just, if I had a giant dick. This is just a nigga that knows how to fuck, knows how to eat pussy, mm-hmm. knows how to finger pop. And not only knows how. And
Patrice is the second best
lover.
Pussy eater I know.
How do you know this, Dante?
I'm going to tell you, because we combine, because you know what? We talk about, like, girls.
Do you share bitches? Like, what's this about?
We would, but we just don't, because we got girls, and he's there, yeah.
And, trying not to get their asses in trouble.
And here's another big problem. Sometimes the bears I hunt look just like bears. I like a fat bitch. Now, sometimes I fuck with a bitch that, you know, she's a bear disguised as a deer.
As a deer.
But sometimes
that's
I fuck
cross
with
over.
An actual bear. I do like a big fat bitch. I like big soggy titties. I just like certain, you know, like a perfect, you know who's sexy, who's my, a chick for me? Alright, my girl got mad the other day because she knows who she's in comp with. You know American Idol, the people on American Idol?
Oh, yeah. No.
No, the chick that's on now, you watching it now?
I think I know
Lakeisha.
Lakeisha.
Now, my girl goes, you, that bitch, because she have these big giant tits. But she goes, my girl know me so well, right? She goes, yeah, you like her. Like I go, come on, baby, you know me better than that, right? And she knows what I like. She goes, that one's the jump off, right? She knows that if I got to eat, I'm grabbing that fat bitch. If I'm hungry, I'm grabbing her. And but the real bitch I like, for real, is the other light-skinned one. That's the one that can sing. The other light-skinned one on
there. I don't
know, baby.
I don't want to.
Kimberly.
She's 17.
Remember Kimberly Locke that used to be on one time?
Yeah.
She's on Celebrity Fit Club right now. Uh-huh. That's what I like. I like
a pretty fat bitch.
She's
pretty.
Phyllis
sexy,
Hyman type.
A Phyllis Hyman, baby. You know. You know. You got a titty reduction problem? I'll punch you in the jaw.
Danny, we had a... He beat me to death 2 hours trying to get me to like fat bitches.
I made him go to mysweetfatty.com.
Oh, my sweet daddy. That exists. That's just sad.
No. We got time?
Not really.
We got no time.
I got to apologize. Tell him the calls. Don't even wait until... Look, let me tell y'all something right now. I am trying, man. I talked to Eric Logan. I talked to Eric Logan, man. We are trying really hard to get this show every week, man. We're trying hard. We're talking right now. I'm telling you, I'm really hoping it. Because people who are really into the show, dude, trust me, every call, there's a nigga who doesn't know how to deal with his 11-year-old stepson. Son, my bitch got a kid that ain't mine. Mm. His girl, fucking wife had a kid that ain't. Come on, son. Yeah. And there's another motherfucker. I got three women. I do it differently with all some another pimp. Fucking my girlfriend's parents are making me marry her, nigga.
Wow.
Motherfucker, some asshole asked me when I'm coming to Arizona. And I don't know, asshole. Hang up.
I'll go get cut up by no cats.
Another one that don't like fat bitches. A girl. Put her on the line anyway. Who's this chick anyway?
Oh, this
girl. Put her on the line. What's his name? Is
Jean?
Jean.
Be careful. You might hang up on her.
Hold on. Wait a second. We're going to figure this shit out. Hold on. This chick here?
No.
Is it Jean?
Yes.
Jenny?
Jean?
Jean?
Janae.
Hi.
I'm sorry, Janae. I like to get... I'm apologizing to everybody listening because I don't know what happened. It's like a party atmosphere, too. We added We added some more fish. You know, when there's a lot of fish in the room, people get hungry. I'm sorry, Jenny. I just wanted to call you. I wanted to say sorry that we didn't get to you because you can't come when relaxed. That's
I'm telling you, I need to.
Oh, honey.
I'm so sorry.
Try holding your breath.
We're going to. Why, the pussy stink?
No.
What are you talking about?
She said she can't.
Oh, because of the relaxation. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm choking.
No choking. Just try holding your breath.
Well, listen, everybody.
I need to do it when I'm just relaxed.
Stand up. Let's plug it. Get the plugs in, please.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we got to do the plugs or something. Listen, Stand Up New York. Okay, Dante.
I'll be at Stand Up New York on the 4th. Saturday, April
14th. Oh, it's a minute. Okay.
All right. What else?
Wait, no, say it again.
Stand Up New York, I will be performing at Saturday, April 14th.
And what's your real name, Lou Baker?
Dante Nero.
That's Dante Nero. Also, Drew, you got anything coming up?
Not at all.
Drew's just hating bitches on a Saturday night.
I'll be at the comic strip.
I'll tell you where you're going to be. She's going to be...
Stop it.
She's going to be in Africa, Kentucky. where you going to be, bitch?
I'm going to be at the comic strip on the 28th.
Where's the comic strip at?
Comic strip is on 2nd Avenue between 82nd... New York City.
82nd and
212-861-9360 is the number.
Or Karis.com. K-A-R-I-T.
Or go to Karis.com.
Bobby.
And if she's late, don't hate on her.
I'm not performing anywhere, but I'm going to be on The Sopranos, the 3rd episode.
Bobby will be sucking dick on The Sopranos. On what's the date?
It's the 3rd. It's the 3rd episode.
Poppy is sucking dick on the third episode of The Sopranos. And that's it. And you know what? I'm going to be at doing the ONA Virus Tour, man. Next week, April 14th. I'm going to be in motherfucking...
Vegas.
Vegas. Yes, with all the fellas. And thanks for listening. I'm telling you, nigga, we're going to do this. Black Phillip! I'm telling you!
Well, we out of here.
This concludes Saturday Night Virus. Stay tuned next weekend for a very special Opie and Anthony show live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas for the kickoff of the 2007 Traveling Virus Comedy Tour. It all happens next Saturday from 5 p.m. to midnight Eastern on XM 202.